Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ron Rick Show, live on BTR. Right now, we're waiting for the presidential thing to kick up so we can try to catch this. So hang tight with me, and we'll see what we can come up with.
People have been killed. Millions have fled the country. In that time, America has worked with allies to provide humanitarian support, to help the moderate opposition, and to shape a political settlement. But I have resisted calls for military action because we cannot resolve someone else's civil war through force, particularly after a decade of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. The situation profoundly changed, though, on August 21st, when Assad's government gassed to death over 1,000 people, including hundreds of children. The images from this massacre are sickening. Men, women, children lying in rows killed by poison gas, others foaming at the mouth, gasping for breath. A father clutching his dead children, imploring them to get up and walk. On that terrible night, the world saw in gruesome detail the terrible nature of chemical weapons and why the overwhelming majority of humanity has declared them off limits, a crime against humanity, and a violation of the laws of war. This was not always the case. In World War I, American GIs were among the many thousands killed by deadly gas in the trenches of Europe. In World War II, the Nazis used gas to inflict the horror of the Holocaust. Because these weapons can kill on a mass scale, with no distinction between soldier and infant, the civilized world has spent a century working to ban them. And in 1997, the United States Senate overwhelmingly approved an international agreement prohibiting the use of chemical weapons, now joined by 189 governments that represent 98% of humanity. On August 21st, these basic rules were violated, along with our sense of common humanity. No one disputes that chemical weapons were used in Syria. The world saw thousands of videos, cell phone pictures, and social media accounts from the attack. And humanitarian organizations told stories of hospitals packed with people who had symptoms of poison gas. Moreover, we know the Assad regime was responsible. In the days leading up to August 21st, we know that Assad's chemical weapons personnel prepared for an attack near an area where they mix sarin gas. They distributed gas masks to their troops. Then they fired rockets from a regime-controlled area into 11 neighborhoods that the regime has been trying to wipe clear of opposition forces. Shortly after those rockets landed, the gas spread, and hospitals filled with the dying and the wounded. We know senior figures in Assad's military machine reviewed the results of the attack, and the regime increased their shelling of the same neighborhoods in the days that followed. We've also studied samples of blood and hair from people at the site that tested positive for serum. When dictators commit atrocities, they depend on the world to look the other way. Those horrifying pictures fade from memory. But these things happened. The facts cannot be denied. The question now is what the United States of America and the international community is prepared to do about it. Because what happened to those people, to those children, is not only a violation of international law, it's also a danger to our security. Let me explain why. If we fail to act, the Assad regime will see no reason to stop using chemical weapons. As the ban against these weapons erodes, other tyrants will have no reason to think twice about acquiring poison gas and using them. Over time, our troops would again face the prospect of chemical warfare on the battlefield, and it could be easier for terrorist organizations to obtain these weapons and to use them to attack civilians. If fighting spills beyond Syria's borders, these weapons could threaten allies like Turkey, Jordan, and Israel. And a failure to stand against the use of chemical weapons would weaken prohibitions against other weapons of mass destruction and embolden Assad's ally, Iran, which must decide whether to ignore international law by building a nuclear weapon or to take a more peaceful path. This is not a world we should accept. This is what's at stake. And that is why, after careful deliberation, I determined that it is in the national security interests of the United States to respond to the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons through a targeted military strike. The purpose of this strike would be to deter Assad from using chemical weapons, to degrade his regime's ability to use them, and to make clear to the world that we will not tolerate their use. That's my judgment as Commander-in-Chief. But I'm also the president of the world's oldest constitutional democracy. So even though I possess the authority to order military strikes, I believed it was right, in the absence of a direct or imminent threat to our security, to take this debate to Congress. I believe our democracy is stronger when the president acts with the support of Congress. And I believe that America acts more effectively abroad when we stand together. This is especially true after a decade that put more and more war-making power in the hands of the president and more burdens on the shoulders of our troops while sidelining the people's representatives from the critical decisions about when we use force. Now, I know that after the terrible toll of Iraq and Afghanistan, the idea of any military action, no matter how limited, is not going to be popular. After all, I've spent 4.5 years working to end wars, not to start them. Our troops are out of Iraq. Our troops are coming home from Afghanistan. And I know Americans want all of us in Washington, especially me, to concentrate on the task of building our nation here at home, putting people back to work, educating our kids, growing our middle class. It's no wonder, then, that you're asking hard questions. So let me answer some of the most important questions that I've heard from members of Congress and that I've read in letters that you've sent to me. First, many of you have asked, won't this put us on a slippery slope to another war? One man wrote to me that we are still recovering from our involvement in Iraq. A veteran put it more bluntly, this nation is sick and tired of war. My answer is simple. I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria. I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan. I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo. This would be a targeted strike to achieve a clear objective, deterring the use of chemical weapons and degrading Assad's capabilities. Others have asked whether it's worth acting if we don't take out Assad. And some members of Congress have said there's no point in simply doing a pinprick strike in Syria. Let me make something clear. The United States military doesn't do pinpricks. Even a limited strike will send a message to Assad that no other nation can deliver. I don't think we should remove another dictator with force. We learned from Iraq that doing so makes us responsible for all that comes next. But a targeted strike can make Assad or any other dictator think twice before using chemical weapons. Other questions involve the dangers of retaliation. We don't dismiss any threats, but the Assad regime does not have the ability to seriously threaten our military. Any other retaliation they might seek is in line with threats that we face every day. Neither Assad nor his allies have any interest in escalation that would lead to his demise. And our ally, Israel, can defend itself with overwhelming force, as well as the unshakable support of the United States of America. Many of you have asked a broader question. Why should we get involved at all in a place that's so complicated and where, as one person wrote to me, those who come after Assad may be enemies of human rights? It's true that some of Assad's opponents are extremists, but Al-Qaeda will only draw strength in a more chaotic Syria if people there see the world doing nothing to prevent innocent civilians from being gassed to death. The majority of the Syrian people and the Syrian opposition we work with just want to live in peace, with dignity and freedom. And the day after any military action, we would redouble our efforts to achieve a political solution that strengthens those who reject the forces of tyranny and extremism. Finally, many of you have asked, why not leave this to other countries or seek solutions short of force? As several people wrote to me, we should not be the world's policemen. I agree, and I have a deeply held preference for peaceful solutions. Over the last 2 years, my administration has tried diplomacy and sanctions, warnings and negotiations, but chemical weapons were still used by the Assad regime. However, over the last few days, we've seen some encouraging signs, in part because of the credible threat of U.S. military action, as well as constructive talks that I had with President Putin. The Russian government has indicated a willingness to join with the international community in pushing Assad to give up his chemical weapons. The Assad regime has now admitted that it has these weapons, and even said they joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, which prohibits their use. It's too early to tell whether this offer will succeed, and any agreement must verify that the Assad regime keeps its commitments. But this initiative has the potential to remove the threat of chemical weapons without the use of force, particularly because Russia is one of Assad's strongest allies. I have therefore asked the leaders of Congress to postpone a vote to authorize the use of force while we pursue this diplomatic path. I'm sending Secretary of State John Kerry to meet his Russian counterpart on Thursday, and I will continue my own discussions with President Putin. I've spoken to the leaders of two of our closest allies, France and the United Kingdom, and we will work together in consultation with Russia and China to put forward a resolution at the UN Security Council requiring Assad to give up his chemical weapons and to ultimately destroy them under international control. We'll also give UN inspectors the opportunity to report their findings about what happened on August 21st. And we will continue to rally support from allies from Europe to the Americas, from Asia to the Middle East, who agree on the need for action. Meanwhile, I've ordered our military to maintain their current posture, to keep the pressure on Assad, and to be in a position to respond if diplomacy fails. And tonight I give thanks again to our military and their families for their incredible strength and sacrifices. My fellow Americans, for nearly seven decades, the United States has been the anchor of global security. This has meant doing more than forging international agreements. It has meant enforcing them. The burdens of leadership are often heavy, but the world's a better place because we have borne them. And so, to my friends on the right, I ask you to reconcile your commitment to America's military might with a failure to act when a cause is so plainly just. To my friends on the left, I ask you to reconcile your belief in freedom and dignity for all people with those images of children writhing in pain and going still on a cold hospital floor. Sometimes resolutions and states of condemnation are simply not enough. Indeed, I'd ask every member of Congress and those of you watching at home tonight to view those videos of the attack. And then ask, what kind of world will we live in if the United States of America sees a dictator brazenly violate international law with poison gas, and we choose to look the other way? Franklin Roosevelt once said, our national determination to keep free of foreign wars and foreign entanglements cannot prevent us from feeling deep concern when ideals and principles that we have cherished are challenged. Our ideals and principles, as well as our national security, are at stake in Syria, along with our leadership of a world where we seek to ensure that the worst weapons will never be used. America is not the world's police. Terrible things happen across the globe, and it is beyond our means to right every wrong. But when, with modest effort and risk, we can stop children from being gassed to death and thereby make our own children safer over the long run, I believe we should act. That's what makes America different. That's what makes us exceptional. With humility, but with resolve, let us never lose sight of that essential truth. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
President Obama makes his case from the East Room at the White House. Stay tuned to this Fox station for coverage tonight on your late local news. There's analysis now on Fox News Channel on satellite and cable, and I'll see you there tomorrow night for the Fox Report, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. For the journalists of Fox News, I'm Shepard Smith. Good night from New York.
Okay, there we go. Heard it from the horse's mouth itself. Okay, we are going to strike, then we're going to not. We are not. So let's see what happens. Okay, all right. Like I said, welcome to the Ron Rick Show, live on BTR. I'm your host, Ron Rick, along with my co-host, Antoinette. And let's bring her on the line. What do you think about that, Antoinette?
Well, I don't know. I just don't know what to say, Ron.
I don't either. He said both things at one time. You notice that?
Yeah.
Let's make a strike, then let's make a deal. One of the two, Barry. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Hell of an answer. Are you on your cellular phone?
Yes, I am. I need to switch and call my house phone. Put me on mute for a minute, please.
Oh, okay. All right, babe.
And let me get... Now, mute me.
Where do you want me to mute you from? Okay, we're going to wait for Antoinette. mute her, unmute her, whichever. Okay. All right, well, I have only one thing to do about this and play a song. Just to sum it all up. when it comes down to it. What can I say? Here we go. Thank you. Okay. Money from Pink Floyd. That's an old, old song. Anyway, so here we are. We still don't know what we're going to be doing. Good question. What is next? So are you back with me, Antoinette?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight, dear?
I'm well, thank you. Still got this cold, but I'm well.
Oh, that's nice. I've been out hot, sweaty all day. Took me a shower, cleaned up. I feel better, like a new man.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you cleaned up for us.
Yeah, at least you can't smell me, so that's cool. No.
Yeah.
But, I had to listen to Barry.
Thank you that you spared us that.
Yeah, at least I'm least considered everybody, somewhat.
Yes.
But, yeah, old Barry, wow. Either we're going to hit him or we're not. In the beginning, he suggests we're going to tear him up, and then he says, no, we're not. And he's got Congress on hold on voting to whether to strike or not. So, why not?
With us. I was at Les's show earlier, and he has an excellent show, and
right
they're working on Solutions, which is going to be a continuous series for, you know, people to be ready when, I guess, you know, when, how do they say it?
Should hit the fan.
Thank you. Yeah, so, now, Les's show comes on at 7:30 Eastern time. On Blog Talk Radio, Les Jackson. So,
right.
I really suggest that people check it out because, you know, it's important that we, you know, we educate people and keep people informed of what's going on.
Right.
So that they're not caught off guard and, you know, in a panic, not knowing what to do.
Well, you know,
it's good that we have people that are, you know, that is doing this and, you know, other show hosts and everything besides just us.
Right.
You know, which we knew it was never just us, but.
Right.
You know, so we got to kick in that support for each other so that people will know, you know, look, check these people out because they're telling you what's really going on.
Right. Speaking of, Les just came into the chat room. Hey, Les, how's it
going?
Yeah,
I seen him in there. That's the reason why I said we. Yeah.
Right. But,
so I really appreciate what they're doing there.
Right,
you know,
on. Yeah, absolutely.
What he's running, you know, what he's doing, because we need this.
Yeah, there's going to be so many that's not going to be prepared for anything. They think it's all bullshit. That's the problem, is they're not, you know, putting in effect this could happen. In the way the price of everything is going up, the fuel price, that should be an indicator enough to think about it. Think about it. You know, diesel here is almost hitting $4 a gallon right now. So, you know, $4 a gallon, you know, they don't take a diesel very far, 6-7 miles a gallon. So think about it. When you're eating that next box of Cheerios, it costs you $29 a box, and it's a smaller size. So, you know.
Yeah, well, they can have that box of Cheerios.
Well, I know. I'm just figuratively speaking. But, I mean, you know, but I'm just telling you, a loaf of bread costs you $10.
Yeah,
and half below.
I mean, that's true.
You know,
and even if you make it, you know, just the price of yeast and flour.
Right.
You know, and I remember I used to always say to look at the things that during the Great Depression, what was really ransom out, I guess, that you had to have tickets for or whatever.
Right. Coupons, things.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To buy and, you know, try to start stacking up on it. But I said, you know, just what you know that you're going to need and that is non-perishable because if, you know, you're out of the electric, you know, what you see from that link that I put in the chat room, that power grid down drill that they're planning for November. You know, where they're going to knock out the power for 2 days.
Okay. That's okay. I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you don't live on the grid. I mean, but for those of us that are not on farms and things like that,
right.
You know, that's a big deal.
Shut it off.
You
I don't care.
Yeah, but see, your power's not going to be shut off.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, just like you.
Unless they can stop the wind from blowing.
Well, good luck on that. I got a backup supply for that, too. Don't matter none. I'd be that wind
but,
okay. still have
for
power.
The rest of us normal folks that are...
Oh, so I'm
know,
not normal now. Well, that could be true.
No, you're just,
that could be very true.
You
I'm not
just
normal.
Planned years and years ago for something that you didn't know that was going to happen that's happening.
Yeah, this wasn't... I didn't do this because I'm waiting for a catastrophic collapse. I did because I don't like power companies. That's why
sweetheart.
I did it. You know, that's exactly
yeah.
why I did it. I had nothing to do with this shit. Nothing. This is never in my plan. Didn't expect this to ever happen either. I was like the rest of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, didn't have a clue to it.
Yeah, so that's why I said. I mean, see, you were fortunate enough that you thought, you know, ahead of time because of, you know, the employment that you had, you know, your career choice, whereas, right. you know, the rest of us, you know, unless you live on a farm or something, you know, didn't really plan this or, you know, you're just an avid gardener and you just love it.
Right.
But that's why I said for us regular folks, you know, that doesn't live in, you know, where it's a lot of land or, you know, you just moderately, but.
Well, people
you know,
are too comfortable.
That, okay,
they're
sure.
too comfortable with these luxuries you have. You know, before this stuff
yeah.
never existed, you know. And we just
right.
became accustomed to it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
But, that,
so,
but now you need certain power sources to keep people alive, you know, like people on
yeah.
CPAP machines and, you know, heart
oh,
machines
Lord,
all
you
stuff
know,
like that.
I didn't
that.
Even think about that.
Right, right.
And how is that going to work, them doing that drill
well,
those 2 days? And
well, the people on those machines will just have to die and get over it.
Oh, Ron, please don't say it like that.
But that's apparently that they're not preparing to do something before they do something that's stupid. You know, at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they'll won't test in those areas.
When they, but
they
turn, they kill
not.
The power grid, they kill everything, the internet, telecommunications, everything.
Oh, boy.
Everything will be shut down. Think about it. Everything runs off
yeah.
electricity. And it's an old grid. We know she'll fire right back up right again.
Oh.
yeah, think
well,
about it.
Well,
they're
saying the food supply chains collapse. You know, but they're still
oh, yeah.
planning on killing cutting it all mm-hmm. off, but that's what I said.
Go ahead. Go. They do dumber shit, you know. But this will be the
yeah.
this will be the icing on the cake, I think. You know, stupid
yeah.
shit they do. It don't make no sense. Why would you test shutting down the grid? What's good to do with that idea.
Excuse
and like
me,
the,
I don't know. They.
The city of Springfield just told them they're going to jack their rate up 15% more. You know, they just keep jacking the rate up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, so ain't my problem. Yeah, I mean, I can't, you know, defend them. Excuse me, man. People, you know, they don't think of alternative factors. Even though they're readily available anymore, you know, they're like, I mean, you can go to Harbor Freight, the cheap junk tool store, and buy you a
yeah.
couple solar panels, like $150. That'd be enough to keep your refrigerator going. You need one light, maybe. You know, get a 12-volt light. Get LED. Get something don't need much voltage to consume so much power. You know, that's what you got to
yeah,
look at.
Ron, see, this is what, these are the things that people don't know. I don't know these things. I mean, so I'm glad that you're speaking out on them. But,
right.
I mean, how many people, you know these things? You know, see,
well,
you know, the only thing I was thinking about was, making sure that I have plenty of candles, charcoal,
mm-hmm.
and non-perishable food and flashlights.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, I got
I didn't
about
even think
maybe,
about heat. I don't use heat.
I
but,
got about 3 tons of wax, about 40,000 miles of wick. You know, I got plenty of candles.
Yeah, see, and that's
too.
Another thing is wick and stuff like that. Because my daughter-in-law, she
right.
makes candles, but.
Uh-huh.
See, those are things. That's why I said, how many people know about these things? I just think about
you could take
you know,
a piece of material, an old T-shirt, and cut a strip out of it, roll it, you know, twist it up, and dip it in
mm-hmm.
wax. There's your candle wick.
You
know
oh,
I mean?
Really?
There's a lot of alternative ways to make a wick. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh wow, see, I never knew that. But see,
you
these
use that
are
wax
things
over
that we need
too.
To. These are things that we need to, you know, be concentrating on. You know, and.
And if you want to make sure you get enough protein and everything you need, rice and dried peas is all you need. Give you enough protein to live on.
for days.
Peanut butter.
Well, peanut butter too, but I'm just saying peanut butter can go bad. Peas and rice don't.
Peanut butter can go bad?
Freaking.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean,
peanut butter.
Look, it's been a long time since my children have been young. So, you know, now with the grandchildren, I look, if I buy peanut butter, I send it home with them.
Right. It, well, that peanut butter with sugar in it, it ain't worth a shit. You get the natural peanut butter.
Yeah,
you know,
but you can
see the
get
oil come to the
natural
top.
Peanut butter.
Right, right. And you see the oil come to the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you have to stir it.
Right, right. That's the real shit.
It's hard
right.
finding that kind of peanut butter anymore to buy the all-natural peanut butter where you have to stir it and everything.
Some places carry, you know, some places carry stores. It's a little pricier. You know? Hey, if you want something to last long, sustainable, you know. The government used to come out with peanut butter in a can. That shit lasts forever, too. But they don't come out with that no more. You don't get that fortunate. You know, remember the old government cheese? That was the best shit around. No more.
I do remember that.
Government cheese, the pork and beef in a can. All you need is a jug of barbecue sauce. You're ready to go. That's all it took. You know, so, I mean, I mean, you got to prepare. You got to have some type of backup last you at least a week. You know, something. You know, water at least.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, and hygiene items and.
Yeah.
You know, because how is that going to do with the water and
water.
Stuff like that?
Well, that's why you got to store
shutting
water.
Shutting down the power grid, would that affect the water?
Sure, well, it shuts down everything. Everything stops moving.
Everything. Also, you won't even get water.
You can't buy gasoline either. Can't buy gas, can't buy diesel.
You
know, everything is refrigerated is going to go to shit. Everything in the grocery stores is refrigerated and freezers and coolers and processing.
Oh,
it'll,
those
it'll
gonna
fuck
be
a lot
stinking mess.
Oh, yeah. Think of all the processing
it
plants. They kind of
electric.
Those slaughterhouses and stuff. Got that dead animal. Got to be refrigerated. It's done. Think about it.
Well, for 2 days, it's supposed to just be for 2 days.
Yeah,
so
2 days
long
enough. Antoinette, it only takes 45 minutes.
But I'm saying in your house, would you have down in your deep freezer? Pardon me?
Yeah, it might survive in 2 days. Depends on temperature.
Yeah,
but
it's supposed to be.
You shut your manufacturing sector down. Your food manufacturing sector down. It's going
to
cause hyperinflation. There'll be a food a real bad food shortage then because you can't get there fast enough. And what they did have is rotten. They had to throw it away.
Ron, I just thought of a terrible thing. Oh my goodness, it's going to be horrible. No coffee.
No coffee. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
You better get some Taster's Choice. You better get some Instant.
Ew, that would be cold. Oh, my goodness.
No, you got charcoal, don't you? Pan, some water. There you go. Heat the water up. There you go. Take a garden.
I used to have a percolator, you know.
You ain't got no electric. Percolator won't work. You got to have fire.
Yeah, I'm seeing even sit it on the grill. My God.
And a pot that can heat on there. Oh, you know,
Pardon me?
A barbecue grill is all you need, and just get you a bunch of sticks.
Yeah, I got that, I'm going to start loading up on charcoal now, but
it always
just having to sit here and think, like, oh, my goodness, no coffee.
Get you a kettle, get you a tea kettle thing, whatever. That's what you need, so a little, you can't get no ash in the water. Keep your water clean. There you go, hot water.
Yeah.
You're done drinking coffee out, you just washing up with, you know?
Yeah.
So you got there's your solution. But
yeah,
no more,
I just
no
have
more
my
Oprah
coffee.
Or no,
no
more,
that means
no more.
Powdered cream.
Yeah.
And I use real cream. Oh my goodness, that's gonna
you shit out lucky, isn't it?
Big. Pardon me?
I better store up on beer.
Yeah, well, I guess you better store up on the things that you like.
Well, I
know for me, my coffee.
You all be the ones without power. I'll still be cool. I'll have water heating. I'll have coffee pot working. All that shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I say I call you, but there's gonna be no power to call you at the time. So, I'll be thinking.
Yeah. Look, that'd be one of them times I'd be happy not to hear from you, so you can call me bragging. I'm drinking a cup of coffee.
That's what I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now to let you know. While you're sitting there in Delaware outside waving a fan because you're so hot because you got air conditioning. And
November is not hot.
Yeah, I know.
I hope.
I
hope no.
Okay,
we
then
have
you'll have
all the seasons, remember?
You'll have 10 blankets
well,
wrapped around you trying to stay warm. You know?
Oh, see, I don't mind that because I don't like heat anyway.
Well,
I don't turn on my heat unless it gets, you know, it gets 32.
Mm-hmm.
So just so the pipes don't freeze.
I ain't got to worry about feed for my animals. You know, I went and bought a bunch of hay the past couple of days.
Yeah.
So I got that covered.
Well,
plenty
that's
to go around. So the rabbits don't need rabbit pellets. I can feed them straw. I can feed them hay. They'll eat the same thing.
Okay, well, let's talk about us less fortunate people that are not living the way how you are.
Okay.
And we
get
have
some canned, ready-to-eat foods. Get you some water. Store it. You know?
Yeah.
You need to save at least 10 gallons of water, regardless. 10 gallons at least. Minimum.
Yeah.
You know? That'll last you a couple of days.
Isn't it supposed to be a couple gallons per day per person?
Well, a person should actually drink at least a gallon a day of water. A gallon
yeah,
a day.
But then you also need it for hygiene and, you know, oh, my goodness, to be able to flush
what
the
toilet.
Like
what do you mean hygiene? What do you mean flush the toilet? No. Mm-mm-mm. You don't use indoor plumbing no more. That's over.
So where are you supposed to go to the bathroom at?
Outside.
Oh, heck no.
Well, where are you going to go?
I am not. No.
And I'm going to tell you how to make a toilet. All right, now I'll help you again, okay? Here's what you do. You take your shovel, a spade shovel, okay? And you dig your small hole in the ground, okay? About half the depth of a 5-gallon bucket, all right? You knock the bottom out of a bucket, you get your toilet seat, and there you go. You set toilet seat on top of the bucket, it's on top of the hole, with the bottom out of it into the dirt. Never know what's happening. Just like a toilet.
Okay, now, what about people who live in apartments? You know, the high rises and things like that?
Get you some
people
grocery bags.
People that live
bags.
In the city,
get
how are they going to go to the bathroom?
Them plastic grocery bags they give you at the store, the plastic bags. You take
one
of those, the 5-gallon bucket again with the toilet seat. You know what I'm saying? You dump in the bag, take the bag, wrap it up, throw it in trash, or throw it out the window, throw it in the street, whatever.
We don't want to throw it in the street and do all that.
Well,
ew, that's
long
nasty.
You got to sell it, who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean, if everybody's
well,
doing it, that would be a mess. Ew.
Use it as a weapon. You know,
ew, that most definitely would be a weapon. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you consider it a mass, be a chemical weapon.
Yeah, it would be.
But there
oh,
again, you can
no.
also save it for fire. You can use it to burn fire because it emits enough methane to keep burning, so you're all right.
Ew, that would just stink.
A little bit.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
I had a friend of mine.
Human waste.
I had a friend of mine one time. He bought a load of manure, dump truck load of cow manure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's had there a couple of years. This stuff keeps steaming out there. Why is it so hot? It's what's methane. He goes, methane. I said, yeah, don't be smoking around that shit or don't be trying to light it or nothing. I said, it will catch on fire and burn for a long time. Bullshit. He lit it. He caught the damn thing on fire. He did about burnt himself up when he did it. But, yeah, he found out the thing burnt for over a week. The whole pile of manure went to waste.
You know, Ron, my mother used to always talk about how country my dad was.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
My father went and got the real manure and brought it and put it all over the grass.
Uh-huh.
That stuff stunk so bad it was embarrassing.
Uh-huh. But it made
one of our neighbors didn't call somebody. Oh, but we had the prettiest, thickest, greenest grass you ever wanted to see.
That's right.
It was like walking on carpet.
You
and
betcha.
You know, it was like that for years, even after my dad died.
That's right.
You know, where but it was just embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
afterwards, it was just beautiful.
Well, that's
you know, because people
car.
Would call and they would have, you know, lawn services come out and do their lawns and stuff. And,
Shoot,
you know, my dad just did it himself.
Uh-huh.
But it stunk. Uh-huh. It was embarrassing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, any of the other folks want to call in, me and Antoinette? You know, we talk a lot to each other.
Yes, we did.
But we got to get it together before we do these shows. I had no topic tonight because I was running a little bit late, so I really didn't have time to think of nothing. So I just said open conversation, whatever, whatever. And here we are tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm sure people have a lot to talk about, you know,
right.
Especially with President Obama making his statement that you played at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Well, you heard my statement, you know.
Yes.
In the beginning of it, he runs stock beer.
Maybe others are having
we're going to bomb
thought.
Him, and then we're going to come around. He comes around, walks around that, and says, well, we're going to negotiate, you know, them giving it up, blah, 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 blah. You know.
Yeah.
Harry's going to talk to his man. I'm going to talk to my man. So.
Yeah. Do we have any callers?
No, just us.
No? Okay,
I bet
well.
Most of BTR is probably vacant right now.
Oh, probably. I'm sure. That, you know, everyone's probably watching that and then watching the commentaries from, you know, whatever news
right,
station that
right.
they're watching it.
Right.
But for the
right.
folks that are here, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And you're welcome to call in and give Ron and I your thoughts on whatever you would like to talk about, because we're here for you.
Here's one. Here we go.
And I'm going to put the number in the chat room for you.
All right, 404, you're on the air. How's it going? 404 has dropped
Hello,
out.
Hello, 404.
I clicked him on and he dropped out just as fast as I clicked him on.
You know what? Maybe cell phone services.
Well, they should cut that off first. That would be the best thing ever happened. You know what? Kill the cell phone system for about a month.
No. How in the world would I talk to my children?
Oh, I would. Hey, it'd be cool. I wouldn't have to
talk
to
mine. They don't answer house phones.
I would have to talk to mine. That'd be the best thing ever happened to me.
No, I couldn't stand it. Remember, I have grandchildren. I couldn't stand it if I couldn't talk to my grandbabies. No, 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 no. And they don't answer house phones.
Well, I don't either. Shame.
Yeah. See, and I don't
right.
like the cell phone. I love the house phone, the regular phone.
Yeah, because you're an old person.
That's all right. I'm grateful to be old, okay?
Yes,
now,
you
when
should
you get
be.
In your 50s, you'll be grateful to get there, too.
I ain't too far from there, sweetie. I'm knocking at the door.
Yeah. So, see? And when you look back on all the things and all the people that didn't make it, you'll be grateful to be there. And when they start calling you old,
mm-hmm.
and Grandpa, look how old you are, and start counting mm-hmm. your grades and picking, you know, and call yourself trying to pick them out and stuff like that.
No, I'm not picking them out.
You bent over walking mm-hmm. with a cane.
Don't care about that. I have a hub around. Bullshit with a cane. I'll be real lazy.
Yeah, see, now why would you put yourself in there?
404, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm just listening. This is Mev.
Hello,
hey,
Mev.
How's it
how
going?
Are you?
Good, fine, fine, fine.
I don't hear no background
hear
noise. What's
you.
Up?
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening. Yes,
I don't hear no background. I don't hear no. Where's the noise at? I went for the noise.
It's on the other side. I'm just about to go over there, but I'm listening while I'm working.
Oh, right on.
Oh, I'm so glad that you, because Maeve always comes when she's working, and she just comes and listens to us.
Yeah.
And I truly thank you for that. It is
yeah,
just
glad
wonderful.
I'm having a show tonight.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
every night.
You know,
every night.
Yeah, we're here every night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you guys get a chance to listen to the president's speech?
Who?
The president's speech.
No, I was listening to Barry. Barry was talking earlier.
Oh, Barry talked about
Barry.
The speech. Okay.
Yeah, Barry. Yeah, okay. Barry Obama. You know Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Mm-hmm. President Obama. He played the speech while it was going on, man.
Oh, over. Okay, okay.
Live. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he had it live from BTR, the Ron Rec Room.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can't do commercials like Ron can. He comes up with them right off the top of his head and just makes them like you're really hearing an ad to a commercial or something.
Yes.
I don't have
that.
The
country's out of control. Do you feel like a dictator just not looking at your way? Call the United States of America. We'll help you clear out your whole problem. We'll remove your dictator and put you back to shiny brand new today. Operators are on standing by, so please call. Have your credit card ready. Allow 6 to 8 weeks delivery.
I know.
I don't have that gift.
Well, okay, Mom, I'm going to mute myself because
I'm
going to get back over here.
Okay, sweetie. Nice to hear you.
Thank you for talking with us, Mev.
Excellent. Absolutely. You be careful working.
All right.
Don't work too hard. Don't work too hard and don't pay income tax. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
I ain't paid income tax in 20-something years.
Yeah, but
ain't
see, those are things you have to teach people.
Uh-huh.
If they don't know, you have to teach them, Ron. You have
to
give them all of your experience.
It's easy. Just tell them, show me the law. Show me the law. They have to pay it. Prove it. Show it.
That's what Wesley Snipes is in jail for. If he's still in there, I'm not sure. Look at all the people that have went to jail for not paying income taxes. So if they don't know these things.
Victimless crime, extortion. It's extortion. It's a victimless crime. And it's extortion. You're being extorted.
Yeah, but people don't know that. They don't know how to actually go about and do it.
Well, these lawyers should be doing it, but they're officers of the court. So they're just part of it. When you go to court with a lawyer, you're still on your own. You just don't know it.
Yeah, because they're not working for you, they're working against you.
I got to do my disclaimer. I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a little smarter than they think. That's all there is to it. So, anyway, got that? Okay.
You're better than an attorney. Is that what you tell them? You're better than an attorney.
I think so. Yep, I think so. Yeah.
You're just going to charge them more money than an attorney would.
Probably.
Yeah.
But usually, it's nothing. I don't ask nobody for nothing. I really don't. Mm-mm. I've had people offer me money. I don't want it. Don't need it. Ain't what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach people to stand up for your rights. Stand up for what your real rights are, the real ones, not the bullshit they tell you. Don't sign nothing. That's the first thing. First mistake people make is they sign shit. Don't sign it. Don't enter these contracts. There's your problem. You enter contracts. And it's people don't seem to get it. They still sign because they're scared. Oh, God, I better sign or they're going to beat me up. Well, beat my ass. I've done it on a fingerprint card thing. They get all upset when you don't sign that thing. They get all bent out of shape. Tough shit. Hit me.
They have to have your John Hancock on thing.
You
have to give approval.
No, you're giving them jurisdiction over you.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Well, if you don't give them...
Yeah, so you're giving them that approval to be able to do that.
Yeah, and don't even know you're doing it. See, that's the fun part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to do that. That's the reason why they want your signature. So that they're not held liable for you.
They're not liable for you, and they can screw you over because you said it's okay.
Yeah, but because of the birth certificate, they really don't need your signature anyway because you belong to the state anyway.
Yeah, because you have to enter the contract for
the
corporation.
The government is your daddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Pardon me?
That's right. That's right. You're exactly right. But you have to sign the contract for your corporation to be legible to be considered jurisdiction over your corporation. It's like surrendering your corporation, giving up your business to them. You're signing off to them. Here you go. Take it.
Well, that's the reason why they put you on psych meds.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dumb them down. Keep them dumb. Don't let them think.
Yeah.
Don't let them be smart.
And then
that's why
they
want
a little bit
all
these
kids on Ritalin, all these antidepressants, and all this other shit they put people on, these young kids. They're poisoning them. That's crazy. You want to talk about chemical warfare? Shit. These pharmaceutical companies got us by the ass because they bought the government, along with their other buddies. So, you call me crazy.
Mass destruction.
You can say I'm crazy, whatever you want, but I guarantee I'm right. I know I'm right. There's no doubt about it. It's been proven. It's been proven.
Yeah.
In a lot of more ways than one. It's just they don't let it get publicized. You don't see it in mass media. They ain't going to let that out because they're buddies with the same people on the networks. So, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You think the other one's going to let the other one know what the other one's doing? They're all in together? No. You know. So.
Yeah.
It's a trade deal.
Yeah, that it most definitely is. Hello, Sagittarian. But
hey, Sag, what's happening? And all the guests and everybody and Liz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope everybody caught the speech tonight. If anybody could define it to me, please call in.
Hello,
let me
Michael.
Know. What did he actually say? We're going to strike them, or we're not going to strike them, or what are we doing? Has launch codes been set and the keys been turned? Come on, what are we doing here? Let's get with the program. I sure would like to know.
Yeah, I like to know myself.
Yeah, because he said both are the best of both worlds, you know. One,
yeah.
Two, he wants to make a deal. So are we going to strike and make a deal? Are we getting both of them?
I don't know. What was that term that Sister Angonia used to describe his method of speech?
Well, he walks around a lot. Yes.
No, but she gave a specific term.
Yeah. I know she said it. I can't remember.
I can't either. And that's why I said I can hear her voice, but I can't hear the words.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all night sure not to be here.
It was a non-something. I don't remember.
Well, she's not here. I guess the best thing to do is just I'll give her a call and ask her what she meant. Let's give her a call. Why not?
Okay, good.
Hold on a second. We'll put on a speakerphone, too. We'll go all the way out.
But I think she may be doing a show. I know they had asked her to be a speaker.
Oh, is she?
Get a woman's perspective, but I don't know. Let's try. I'm not sure she's still there. She's not here, but
right.
I don't remember.
Let's give it a shot. See what happens.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But what was this?
Greetings, Sister Nagoni.
Yes.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. Hey, Ron.
We have you live on the air on Blog Talk Radio at the Ron Rex Show.
I don't think she can hear you, Antoinette. You're live on the air
okay.
Right now with us. I called you for a question.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the Barry Obama speech?
No, I couldn't bear it.
Okay. Well, you didn't miss much. It was short and whatever. But anyway, you mentioned something the other night about how he talks, but he's talking around it. What was that type of talking, type of language you were talking, Ed?
It's neuro-N-U-E-R-O,
neuro-linguistic
programming.
Okay, there we go.
It's a system. They write books about it and teach you how to talk double talk.
Right. That's exactly what he did tonight. Very well. Yeah, one, we're going to strike. Two, we're going to make a deal. So.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? We're going to do both or one of the other? Or yeah, he walked all around us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
know I didn't saw that.
That's it. Neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay. Now everybody knows what we're talking about. That was what we're looking for.
Okay.
Because we didn't have you on the air. We didn't know what you were doing. Thought you were busy. So we didn't mean to disturb you.
No, no. You're fine.
Okay. Well, we're on the air, so.
Okay.
You want to call and talk
with
us? Okay, sweetie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there we go.
Yes. I was trying to spell it. I know I didn't spell it right. Forgive me, folks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a quick break for a second, Antoinette. Give me 1 minute. I have to get to the refrigerator. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm trying to remember how you spell linguistics. I know it's L-I-N-Q, man. Or is it G? L-I-N-G. I'm not sure. Does anyone know how to spell linguistics? And that's a shame because I know it, but I can't think of it. But if you do, could you please put it in the chat? but it's neuro-linguistic programming system. And she said they write books on it and everything, where they're saying something but not saying anything at all. Thank you, Sagittarian. I'm going to look that up.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, Sagittarian spelled it correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to look that up. Because that, I would love to get more information on that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a double talking technique.
Yeah.
But why not?
I think my children learned that. I think I knew it when I was younger, you know, when I was under my parents.
Uh-huh.
I think I knew it then.
I've heard it in different types of terms. I didn't know the actual technical name part like that, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know when you're a teenager,
mm-hmm,
and you're talking but you're not saying anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when your parents are questioning you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I know I knew it at one time.
Right. Well, using big words when you talk to somebody they can't understand, that's the same way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But to know that there's, you know, I didn't know that there was an actual name for it.
Uh-huh.
I put the Wikipedia link in for y'all,
uh-huh,
in case y'all are interested. I think that's really interesting.
Yes, it is. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a circus, you know. It's like the gypsies speak pig Latin, you know.
Yeah, I never learned that one either.
Me neither. I just know about it.
Yeah, I know they used to do it in school. But
right.
I had real language classes that I had to take for, you know, that I didn't have time to learn the fake ones.
Mm-hmm. What was that one? How they talk down Louisiana, down New Orleans and all that. I know they say
Creole.
It's Creole. Is that what it is? Creole, yeah.
Yeah, but isn't it French? Isn't it a style of French?
I don't know.
I think.
It could be.
It's probably a mixture of French or something.
We have another caller on here, so let's bring another caller on. Hello, Block Caller. How are you?
Fine. Hi, Ron. Hi, Antoinette. This is Cynthia.
Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Good.
Did you enjoy the speech tonight?
I did not watch it. I just tuned in to you guys.
I need to do a poll of America. How many people watch your speech tonight? See how the polls look.
I don't have internet, so.
It was on television.
I was on every station.
Everywhere.
I know, but I don't have cable at all.
Oh, right on.
Okay. And it was also on the, I'm sure it was on the internet. I'm saying this, but I don't really know. But I'm sure
it was on everything.
Probably somewhere.
Open air, internet, you name it, it was there.
What was it about, may I ask, since I just tuned in a little late?
Syria.
Oh, okay.
We're going to bomb them, then we're not going to bomb them. We're just going to collect the material and destroy it and something like that. Either one of them two things we're going to do are bomb them and take the material, same time after you blow it up. But no boots on
now,
the ground.
Let me ask you, isn't that what we did in Iraq?
Wasn't
it supposed to be for that we said they had weapons of mass destruction?
Right, and it was a lie, and we just went there for the oil.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so is that what's happening again?
Yeah, we're in there for the gas line, right. But Russia's cutting us a piece of the pie to keep some
parents
up. Mm-hmm. Because Russia's the biggest investor.
That, like you said, that they're making this announcement, and it's on the eve of 9/11, so it's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Oh, and that's when they're supposed to have that Muslim march, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're still going to do that. Whoever it was that was telling us about it, I wonder if that's still planned tomorrow.
I can't say. Oh, excuse me.
Someone's tired.
I don't know why. Yeah. I really don't.
You need oxygen to your brain.
Well, I'm trying to
feed
it right
sleep?
Now. No. No. No.
Yeah, see, you got to take a nap.
Well, I took one today, believe it or not. I actually snuck one in. I did.
Oh, well, maybe you don't need a nap. Maybe you just can't handle a nap. You're too young for a nap.
Could be. It distorted my sleeping pattern.
But, yeah.
By, I'd say about midnight tonight, I'd be really ready to take a nap because I'd be really good and drunk.
Oh, Lord. I'm, well, how about if you skip the alcohol?
Well, I'm getting ready for the Perry Steele show later.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Well, you don't need to be drunk for Perry's show. That's not
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, you do. You go to the next show, you better be good and drunk.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
No.
Inebriated.
You're breaking up, Ron.
I told you I'm drunk. I mean, not yet. Am I still breaking up?
Yes. Now, you come in clear and then you start to break up again.
I'm trying to speak like Barry Obama.
It's not Barry Obama. It's Barry Santoro or something like that.
Oh,
I thought I read somewhere that
Pardon me?
I thought I read somewhere that Syria was going to give their weapons to Russia.
Oh, I don't know. Thank you. GGT said it's Barry Santoro. He has our dear leader. Thank you, GGT.
Sorry.
Pardon me?
I'm going to mute out the dogs when I hold on.
Okay. Well, it was a very enlightening speech because it was double talk. As Sister Yagona said, neuro-linguistic programming. You know, he said a whole lot of something to say nothing. Still basically left us in the same place where we were before he made the speech. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Maybe that's the part of rumors of wars.
Wars and
wars and rumors of wars.
Yeah. Wars and rumors of wars. In the last days.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, that definitely could be, you know, kingdom against kingdom and nation against nation. Well, GGT, I understand we should take out Syria's chemical weapons, but keep in mind, the United States also has weapons, and no one is pulling the cards on the United States and saying, land out, you know, get rid of your weapons.
That is a damn good question, Antoinette, really. That is a damn good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got all this heavy artillery.
I mean, if you're going to call it, you know, call it on everybody, mm-hmm. including us.
That's right. I had no involvement with it.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, you're right, GT. We've never used chemical weapons to kill people. Ah, well, considering Hiroshima, it's kind of a
chemical
weapon.
I mean, but also, GT, look at the GMOs in the food. Look at your immunizations. You know, so they're chemical weapons. Look at the fluoride in the water. the fluoride in the toothpaste. No, it's not a diversion tactic.
I mean,
you got to just look at things the way how they are. You know, they spray on us with the chemtrails and things like that. Has the U.S. used chemical weapons or not? Yes. I just named some for you. That's just everyday life. Okay, well, GGT, call in, please, and enlighten us. Enlighten us, dear, on your great philosophy. Give us your words of wisdom for us lost souls.
Oh, you guys didn't invite the derelict, the drunk, the most obnoxious, obtrusive individual to ever grace Blog Talk Radio. You didn't invite me in, did you? You didn't invite me in, did you? And this is just a precursor. This is the precursor to all my fans. You're drunk. You're obnoxious. You can't speak in a complete sentence. All the things that I relish.
Oh,
because I always know how to come anew. And here's the new program. Now, we're talking about chemical weapons. We're talking about what has been done. And I'm sorry, Antoinette, the benevolent goddess, I bow to you. Ron Reck, my brother, my partner in crime, I salute you as well.
Thank you.
With that being said, now, if we want to talk about chemical weapons, are we just going to dismiss everything that happened in World War I, World War II, when Hitler had gas chambers, when they were firing?
Don't forget Vietnam. Don't leave out Vietnam in 2K.
Okay, well, I haven't got there
Napalm.
Yet. I haven't got there yet.
Agent Orange.
I'm showing you the progression.
Okay.
I'm showing you the progression.
Go ahead. I said
when we started with World War I, okay, there was mustard gas. That's what they called it. Remember, Ron? They called it mustard gas.
Yes.
And some people might argue, oh, well, that was not a chemical weapon. Okay, then let's segue into World War II. When we had the gas chambers that Nazi Germany had set up. Now, if they're gas chambers, what did they have? Now, the only gas chamber I know is from where I'm from. I can't speak on nobody else. I'm from Northern California. San Quentin is in right over there off the water of Richmond, California, which is right next to Oakland, California, which is right next to San Francisco, California, and they use cyanide gas as a part of the death penalty. Okay, with that being said, I looked up some information that said that tear gas, based on international treaties, tear gas cannot be used in war. However, it can be used against civilians. Now, people will argue, well, tear gas is not chemical. Any gas, if you've gone to school, that is formulated into a substance that is used is a chemical. See, this is where we all get really messed up. Oh, well, what's the difference between a chemical gas, a gas, and it's all chemical. Stop believing the hype. What did Public Enemy say? Don't believe the hype. If it's a gas, it's chemical. No matter how you slice it, whether it's tear gas, whether it's cyanide, whether it's phosphorus, and now that's coming off. That's coming out. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean phosphorus. But what did they say that the United States used in Iraq was the phosphorus? Am I incorrect with that? Didn't they say that the United States used
plutonium
phosphorus gases?
Plutonium.
Thank you. And if you go back, and for all of you scientific aficionados, if you go back and study your history and understand chemicals, chemical weapons, okay, plutonium is what they were trying to use to create the atomic bomb, and then it was transferred into uranium-243, and you can look that up, GGT, whatever the numbers are after that, you can look that up. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same product. So when we're talking about chemical weapons have been used from the very beginning. Why are we talking about, like, all of a sudden, oh, this is an atrocity, this is a crime against humanity, when, hell, the Branch Davidians, they used chemical weapons on them. That was here in the United States. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right. No, I can't argue with you. I have no rebuttal.
They use under Janet Reno, who was the attorney general at that time, who got unprecedented power because she was able to enact military action on a civilian population in the United States, and the ATF, a government agency, went in and said, okay, let's do it. And they gassed them. They gassed them. They shot the place up, then they gassed it, and then it turned into an inferno. Now, for anybody that's listening, if you take in basic chemistry, if you created gas and you ignite it with oxygen, what does it create, Ron?
I'm sorry. What was the question? I was on something else.
If you take a gas and you have an incendiary product to couple with the gas, what does it create?
Usually called an activation.
An explosion. Thank you.
Yes.
That's it.
Right.
That's basic chemistry. Now, for all you people who are sitting here going, oh,
that's on a,
well,
it's okay,
this
that's on
has
a
never been done before.
That's using a two-part factor. One is a solid, second is a primer. Two-part.
You understand what I'm saying.
Right, correct.
It's basic chemistry. It creates an explosion.
It'd be like putting positive and negative together. Positive and negative
together
creates an ignition. Right, thank you.
Exactly. It lights up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will combust.
That's right.
So while we're sitting here talking about, oh, well, all the things that are going on in Syria, please, man, they just had a special on PBS with Assad, with Charlie Rose, and I already put my sister up on this. She saw it. She taped it. You guys will have the link to it because she'll get you that. And then they went even further, and they talked about what's going on in Egypt and how that power is being transformed from the guy, the military, the general that was, I don't know his name as I speak right now, but he's been put into power, and now they have this prime minister where they're reconfiguring the whole thing. And my whole thing is that why are Americans so concerned about what's going on in Syria when they don't understand that back in the 1960s, they used chemical weapons on your own troops in Vietnam? And guess what it was called? Agent Orange. And they said that they were spraying crops. And if anybody knows anybody that was in Vietnam at that time, I know people. I met somebody when I was 22 years old that was a Vietnam veteran who told me about that. Now, that was back in 1982. That was 82 when I found out about Agent Orange. When did the rest of you find out about it? And that was a chemical weapon. Wake up.
Sorry about that.
I'm awake. I've heard every word you said.
I'm not. I didn't mean that literally. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that literally. I didn't mean wake up. I'm saying this is
wake up.
This is
okay.
Not new. This is not
right.
New. This is not something that's being implemented that's new. And all the people who are clinging onto this, like, oh, this is some type of new phenomenon. Man, go back to Korea, okay? Let's go back. Go back to World War II. Go back to what Hitler was doing.
Yeah.
Come on. Go, and we don't even, and the sad part is, when we talk about World War II, we don't even talk about Russia. In World War II, there were what? 6,000 Jews killed amongst the Germans. However, at the same time, during the Bolshevik Revolution, which was at the turn of the century, which transferred into the early 1900s, and into World War II, there were 20 million Jews killed in Russia. How come nobody ever talks about that? That has always amazed me. There were three times as many Jews killed in Russia that were killed at the same time of Nazi Germany. And nobody ever talks about it. Why? How
that's
come?
True. That's a good point.
How
that's
come?
A very good point. I can't
20
answer
20 million come. Jews were killed during World War II in Russia, and 6
yeah,
million
I know it's in Russia
were
also.
Killed in Germany. But we only talk about what happened in Germany. Why is that? For all the prognosticators, for all the pontificators, for all the extrapolators of all this information, how can you never talk about what happened during the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia? And I'll be quiet. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Well, that wasn't necessary, N2K. I can't answer that question. I wish I could, but I honestly just don't know. GGT just put in, Assad claimed he didn't have chemical weapons. Now he's willing to turn over these imaginary weapons to the UN. So,
well,
Ron,
if that's the case, give them whatever they got, whatever you're saying, you know.
Wait, key word, imaginary. What,
yes.
What the hell? Imaginary?
Yeah.
That means they're not real.
Yeah.
If they're imaginary, that's something that I imagine. Guess what, Antoinette? I imagine that you're the one, you're the most beautiful woman in the world, and I want to marry you because you are such the quintessential female, and you epitomize everything that I believe that a woman should be. But I'm imagining that.
Yes,
what you talking
exactly
about, Willis?
What you're doing, you're imagining it.
Oh, no, I believe.
I'm drawing a correlation, Ron Rhett.
I'm drawing
a correlation.
I'm saying a fact. A fact. Listen.
Oh, damn. But it's all facts, because I know as soon as the new world comes up, all facts are going to be on the scene.
No, see, we have that have joined us. We have GGT 183, Brown Beasley.
I challenge, I don't want to hear that.
I'm the one angry Jew.
Hold on.
Les Jackson. Yes, go ahead. Let me say one more name real quick. Sagittarian.
All right.
No, you're good. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to leave her out after I said everyone else.
What I just miss?
I was naming off the people that were in the chat room.
You're calling people names in the chat room? What?
Of course not.
Oh, their names. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, she was doing roll call. She was doing roll call.
Yes, thank you.
Antoinette from Delaware, drop and give me 20.
I thought I did yours. I'm sorry, and we also have
Antoinette, drop and give him 20.
Not one angry Jew and N2 knowledge.
One-handed, one leg.
One-handed, one leg. Oh, wow.
That's the right. That's the right.
Damn. You ain't got a whole lot of men that can do that in the chat room right now or on the phone.
Well,
one
Lord,
leg and one hand?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Cross the legs and one-handed, get your fingertips up there. Let me see them.
Okay, I missed something.
Ron,
I
want to
see your nails turn blue.
Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about what I just said. I mean, in all honesty.
You're right. You're correct. I give you that. You are correct in all this. Yeah, chemicals are a toy of war. You know, they use them when they want them. They play with them like they're just playing with a laboratory set, you know? They're playing with the little, you know, when he's a kid, you see those little laboratory sets you can buy from, you know, toy store stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, concoct a bunch of bullshit. But they got a bigger chemistry set to play with. And that's what they do. You know, and a lot of times in these wars, they dump this chemical to get rid of it. Anyway, it's a waste. They're getting rid of waste. Just like the plutonium they're using the weapons, you know, out there, the live rounds, everything like that. You're getting rid of waste. They can't get rid of those. Iraq, think about it, man. All this shit they use over there, that'll be a wasteland. Because there will be residual effect after that is over, you know.
Right, right. And here's my point in what I was saying, is that for all you scientific, mathematical people, you have a lot of radioactive waste that's sitting around. Mm-hmm. It has to be disposed of.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to figure out a way to do it. They got to get rid of it because it's been stockpiled. And this is what people are not getting. This radioactive stuff has been getting stockpiled since the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just been sitting and laying. They got to do something with it. They got to dump it in the water. They got to put it in the food system. They got to do something with it because there's too much money that was invested in it. And like I said before, when you talk about connecting the dots, and we had the Cold War with Russia, and then that introduced Afghanistan and all that other stuff, not to get into all of that. However, what happened was that we got all this stuff that's just sitting there. And it's got to be, they got to do something with it. They either going to have to dump it in the ground or something.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just one angry G puts her and cracked me up. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, that's not nice.
What'd he say?
He would like to visit India to connect the dot heads.
Oh, Lord. This guy.
Bravo. That was funny. I'm sorry. It was funny. I mean, not nice, but it was still funny.
Yes,
but
I wish
the thing
DJ
is, but the thing
in.
Is that we have all this nuclear stuff that either is going to have to be used or they're going to have to get rid of it. And they don't want to get rid of it because it costs too much money to produce. So they want to use it in some form or fashion. And that's what the general public has to get used to. It's going to have to be used.
The other side of the planet, dump it over there. They don't know any different.
Dump it where, Ron?
Other side of the planet.
What side is that? What group of people are you killing? Because if you dump it on the other side of the planet, You killing a whole bunch of people.
Brown people.
So who you killing?
Brown people.
Oh.
Think about it.
Now the truth is coming out. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Not black people. I'm talking about brown
people. That's the truth. No. You spoke the truth. You spoke the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Right.
And as Americans and as a worldwide public, Antoinette, how do we deal with that? Based on what Ron just said, you got to dump it on the dark-skinned people. How do we deal with that? Because it's going to happen. They're going to dump it. They got to get rid of it.
And then blame it on them for that. See?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's the ball game. Right.
The last time I went to war with any white people was Germany.
Right.
Because we had to.
Right.
The same face. And also Hitler's money.
And the only reason why the United States got pulled into that war is because they sunk the Lusitania, which was done on purpose.
Well, also Hitler's own currency.
Remember that, Ron? You remember that, Ron?
Yeah, but yes, I do. But there again, Hitler had his own currency. And at that time, Germany was flourishing very well with their own currency. They were doing real good.
Germany was off the charts. Germany had, why do you think we had what was called NASA?
Mm-hmm.
NASA came from the acronym Nazi.
Uh-huh.
The Germans were on the forefront of all modern technology from the turn of the century, which was going into from the 1900s, going from the 1800s to the 1900s. So Germany had all aerospace technology. They had everything. And guess where Oppenheimer was? Guess where Einstein was? They were in Germany. And guess what the United States did? They ran Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right, right.
Which is something that most people don't know about. All the scientists, 700,000 Germans, they pulled out of Germany and flowed them across the Atlantic. And during the middle of World War II, they said, when you see these ships, don't fire on them. And guess what the rest of the world did? They didn't fire on them. That was Operation Paperclip. Pulled Einstein out, pulled Oppenheimer out, took them both in, came up with the A-bomb, and all the technology was already there, so it wasn't like they came up with it. It was already there. So what they did was they just branched those individuals over into the technology that the United States already had, and it went from there. Now, I may be wrong, and I'm sure there are some people in the chat room will be like, oh, that's not true. Okay.
Operation
Paperclip
is absolutely true. That's why I'm chiming in. Not that I've ever found a time not to chime in, but...
Oh, this is Beasley.
But I'm proficient here.
Hello, Beasley. How are you?
I'm well this evening, and I hope everyone else
good.
Is too. But I spoke with my brother today, and he's done some research here. Did you know that Martin Bormann, who was Hitler's assistant, that he, one of the things that he did is he collected all the assets of the people that went into the concentration camps, from their gold teeth to their, just the things that they owned. They compiled a large amount of wealth, funneled it into Switzerland. If you notice, Hitler invaded every country around him, but he never touched Switzerland. The banks in Switzerland, who are the bankers that we talk about today, help finance
Switzerland. Is untouchable. You can't touch Switzerland.
Well, the Hitler certainly had the might to, but it shows you where the real power is. Hitler never went into Switzerland for a couple of reasons. First off, his generals advised him against it because his generals were plundering Europe. And because they knew that the war was lost after 42, 43, that this shit wasn't going to work. So they were stealing as much as they could. But what Martin Bormann did is he went into Switzerland. They said he died in 45, but they've been searching for him. He started 700 different corporations. And I don't know if IG Farben existed before, but let's just say that the Third Reich is alive and well and part of this push to the New World Order. Now, back to Operation Paperclip, he's absolutely right. This did happen. If anybody has heard the term MKUltra and mind control and
yes.
these practices were developed originally by the Nazis in the concentration camps where they had all these people that they didn't give a shit about that they did all kinds of things to. You know,
mm-hmm.
how do they act under this condition? Let's freeze them. Let's do this. Let's cut their hand off. Let's torture them. But they tried mind control, and one of the methods of MK mind control is they take an infant and they abuse it. They sexually abuse it. They do all kinds of things to it. And the way the brain works is that you'll put that negative experience behind, and they'll leave that person with that negative experience that gets saved. By some vanilla, they'll put that away, and it's called dissociative brain disorder, and another personality will develop. At any rate, this practice of MK mind control was spread, and the CIA picked up on this, and it developed as far as the people that knew about it and how to use it. It developed on a large scale, so now it's done all over the world. So,
what's going on?
Hello, Jay.
And N2 is right on point with that. It also leads me to believe that anyone that you see doing something that's completely out of character, that doesn't make sense, you never know what they've been through and why they're in that spot. Your presidents could be formulated, could be MK mind control people that are really controlled by real sinister forces just simply with code words. They can switch personalities. They can do that with anybody, but that's all I have to say about that. But you're right on point with Operation Paperclip. Not too many people know about it.
Can I say
700,000 Germans. Were brought through the seas in a war-torn area, and everybody agreed, don't fire on those ships, and they let them through.
I mean,
that tells you something. That tells you something about wars, and how wars are fabricated, and how wars are adjudicated. And how wars are demonstrated. They're not what you think. They're not what you think.
Hey, is it me? Was that speech sounded kind of crazy the way he was speaking? I didn't understand it.
Who are you talking about?
The president, when he talked about going in and doing this so-called bombing. It sounded crazy to me. I don't know if it was just me or was I.
No, he's playing politics. This is the game. This is how it works, man. You gotta do that double speak. See, what you have to understand is when you're dealing with people who are on the forefront and who have a voice, they can And this is the thing that I always try to tell people about. There's a difference between the esoteric and the exoteric. Now, I'm going to give you an example. The sun is shining. Now, exoterically, you can go outside and see that the sun is shining. Esoterically, I'm telling you that the sun, not the S-U-N, and this is why you were taught vowels when you were first being educated. See, this is what people don't get. when I talk about the sun, it doesn't mean S-U-N. Let me replace a vowel, S-O-N. The sun is talking. See, I can say the same thing and talk to one group of people one way and talk to another group of people another way. And the only thing that I changed, Jay, was a vowel. I changed the U with an O. Sounds the same. You might think it means the same thing, but it means something entirely different. And I know that's a very abstract concept that people have a hard time with. Think about it. Sun, S-U-N, S-O-N. So am I talking about my sun, or am I talking about the sun in the sky? And when I talk about the sun dying, am I talking about the sun setting, or am I talking about my sun dying? See, you might not know the difference because you haven't been schooled properly. That's it.
That's
it. It's a zero-sum game, man. It's a zero-sum game. And what people have to understand is they got to stop playing like this is some crap on the TV screen. No, this is serious. It's going down. So if you don't understand the difference between when I say sun and I say sun, that's on you. That's not on me.
That's right.
I already taught you that. I already taught you that in school. I taught you vowels. I taught you A, E, I, O, and U. Now, you don't know the difference between S-U-N and S-O-N, even though they sound the same and mean something totally different? I ain't got a problem with that. You better have a problem with it, because guess what? I'm going to get you. At the end of the day, I got you.
Come
yeah.
on, you.
Son.
Excuse
son.
Me, N2K.
Come on,
excuse
son.
Me for one moment, please. Folks, we're down to 15 minutes. We're going to go into overtime. If you would like to join us, to be a part of this conversation or to listen to the conversation, please call in at 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813, and I'll put the number in the chat room for you. And, of course, our chat room is open for your pleasure. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, N2K.
No, you good. You good, sweetheart. You know you're always good with me. I love you to death. But at the end of the day, man, people act like they're ready. They're not ready, man. They're not ready. That you were taught vowels for a reason. They taught you the vowels first. They taught you the vowels because that came from Egyptology. That taught you how to use the same words and mean something entirely different. And then you just let the people figure it out. I'm done. I'm on mute now. I just want to hear what everybody else has to
say. That speech was weird. I don't know. It's one of the weirdest speeches I've ever heard the president say.
He got right to the point. He said just the same stuff over and over. He said the same stuff he's been saying. Nothing new. Short and sweet.
I don't know. I guess it was, you know what, I was, I guess, trying to understand the justification or the way he was trying to paint the pretty picture of, you know, him doing the bombing and, you know, he was going to do this and it's not going to really, you know, like, there's no cause and effect. You know, I mean, you know, it's like you either do or don't, and then if you do it, you go all the way, but if you don't do it, then what happens, and I mean, I don't know. You know, were we going to destabilize the country? But then you don't want to. You want to mess up. You want to give collateral damage to him. But then you want, you're going to inflame him. I mean, what? I don't understand. You know, again, you know that there's a cause and effect to things. Why even speak on public television and let people know what's going on? I mean, especially the other countries that's watching this. I think that's pretty bold.
That's the arrogance of power.
Right.
That's the true arrogance of power.
I was shocked, man. I mean, this is the one of the... I mean, I guess maybe I bought it or didn't buy it, but it's different when...
The United States has been doing this for quite some time. It's called saber rattling.
Right.
It's like a big bully, you know? It doesn't really necessarily do anything to you. Because, you know, I'm going to see you after school.
Wow. The hell was that? Somebody shot a laser beam from outer space?
That's what it sounded like.
Damn.
Hey.
It sounds, hear me up.
Ron, I think we have a troll.
That sounds like, what was that show?
Twilight Zone, something.
Martian Mahalo. It sounds like an old bad movie.
Yeah, with an ant, a real giant. Overgrown.
So and I love, hello? You know, another thing besides the thing, he also threw in there that he's like, I know that we gotta take care of us and, you know, we poverty and getting jobs, but yet still, I don't know. It's crazy.
Can I say more that?
Anthony, you cannot use the phone from a spaceship. Huh?
Yo, heck, you can't.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Me?
I'm sorry, folks. That was my fault.
Wasn't a troll.
No, that was me, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Shit happens. What was that?
Feedback.
Feedback.
I think because I used my cell phone to call the house phone, and I had the speaker on the cell phone. I didn't realize it, so I'm very sorry.
Can I interject something just very briefly, and I'll just fall back? I heard Jay say something where he was like, well, I didn't understand. My point, the point that I was trying to make is that you can't believe what you're being told. You have to take the information that's given to you and you have to cross-reference it. The information is out there. You can dig it up. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with it.
Telegram from Mongo.
At the end of the day, you have to make
me,
as an individual decision. You have to make a conscious decision as to whether or not you are going to subscribe to a certain thing. It doesn't mean you have to believe in it. It just means that you've done your due diligence, you've done your homework to where whatever you're talking about, you can back up. Yeah, I can back up what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm not trying to get nobody to believe anything that what I'm saying. Do your own homework. Go off into the far fetches of humanity. Go to the Dalai Lama. Do whatever it is you have to do. Go to the Pope. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, here's one of the two things that I always subscribe to. Number one, know thyself. Number two, put your faith in no man. Ride with that. And I'm done. and I'm done. Ride with that.
That's true.
So figure it out after that. Man, you got to figure it out. And that's on you. No religion is going to help you with that. No individual is going to help you with that. No nobody that is anywhere on a spiritual level is going to sit there and tell you, okay, well, here's the keys to the palace, and here's how you get there. No, they're going to tell you, well, guess what? You got to figure it out. You got to figure it out. Figure it out.
I got a question for you, right? I got a question for you real quick. Okay, Emily?
Well, there's something playing in the background. No, I can't hear.
Did somebody turn down their TV?
Now I can hear you.
Don't worry about it. I found them.
You know, people talk about that we got power, right?
Do people have power?
Right?
Okay. Well, I mean, you're talking about the are
people
you saying that the
they
people
got
have power?
I hear you. Jay.
This is my question.
I hear you.
People say they got power. No, the power's in the people. Now, that he addressed, to the public, right, to sell to the people, because he's getting the Congress and all that. Now, this is where the question is. Do we have the power as the people right now to say, no, we're not going into Syria?
Yes, you do. Yes.
How?
But guess what? You're not united. So your power means nothing. It means nothing. You're not united. You don't even have the power as a people. And everybody listen to this. You don't even have the power as a people to usurp the government because you're not united. You're divided. And they got you divided. And they got you divided for a reason. And now that any one of you guys are talking about having power, it's not going to work because nobody believes in what you're talking about, even if it's 100,000 of you. That's not enough. 100,000 ain't enough. 200,000 ain't enough. 500,000 ain't enough. 1,000,000 ain't enough. It ain't enough of you who's thinking the same way. And yes, what you're saying, Jay, is true. I'm not saying it's not true. It's true.
Uh-huh.
It's true. But
we don't have power.
Here's what I'm telling you. You guys are not together.
Excuse me, N2K. Folks, we have 6 minutes left. Please call in 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813 to be a part of the conversation or to continue to listen. And as always, our chat room is open for your convenience. And I also placed the number in the chat room for you. Forgive me, N2K. Please continue.
No. Don't ever ask for forgiveness.
Well, yes, I cut across you, so.
But what I'm saying is that, Jay, everything that you're saying is true. However, you don't see, if I'm in a position of power, Jay, you don't have the people, in spite of what you're saying, and even though I might agree with it, you don't have enough forces to change my opinion. You don't have it. So go back to your people, regroup, try to get that shit together, and come anew. Come back again. And I can guarantee you, when you come back again, I got something else for you. I got a military for you. You ain't got that either. So what the hell are you going to do? I'm not convinced. And I'm not saying this in the sense that I'm disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm saying this in the sense of how it works. in the construction of civilization and how we do due process. It don't work that way. Yeah, homeboy, come back. Yeah, come anew. Come at me with some new stuff. Come at me with some new stuff.
Come in with.
I got that too. Okay. Now what you gonna do?
Can anyone hear me? Am I unmuted?
Yes, you're unmuted. We can hear you.
What's up, everybody? My name is Don Dada.
What is your name?
Don, D-O-N.
Oh, Don, I'm sorry. Hello, Don.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I was listening, and I know Jay, and that's very interesting what you were saying. And we don't have the actual authority or power as a people to influence legislation to make war or not. We can tell the legislation people and write your local senator or whatever, but at the end of the day, they don't have to listen to the people. They could choose what they want and just throw the dice, and then if you don't vote them in, that'd be why, but they probably still, historically, they get voted back in, you know, regardless to whether the people's will is for the war or not. But people really can't, you really can't say anything. Like, you don't have the authority, even United. And to touch on the gentleman's about the United and how we're divided, you know, it's funny that we have an NAACP for so long. We got a black president, and yet this country, state by state, county by county, is insanely segregated. Like, what? In 2013, oh, yeah, we got gay marriages, we got black and white couples. But they're white neighborhoods, black neighborhoods, this neighborhood, that neighborhood, schools that are all black, schools that are all white. Thurgood Marshall fought for a specific reason. He's seen the logic. He's seen the mistake by segregation. He wanted us back and forth, the people. That way the schools' budgets and teachers and everything would be a little more equal, you know, even though the socioeconomic is not as equal. And it's a very funny thing. We can never be united. We divide it by, you know, choice, by counties, by where you prefer to live.
See?
Stuff like that.
See? That's what I was talking about. And let me ask him a question. How old are you? How old are you?
Me? I'm 36.
36. What's your ethnic background?
I'm all mixed up, man. I'm
okay, check it
Puerto
out. Hold
Rico,
on a second, folks.
Mainly Puerto Rican.
Hey. Excuse me for a minute. Hey, hold on. You got 60 seconds to call in. The number is 718-508-9813. You got 1 minute left to call in. If you don't, you're going to miss the rest of this great show. So go ahead, guys. Sorry about that.
Okay. What's your ethnic background?
Puerto Rican mostly, but black Puerto Rican and white, just white too, but mainly Puerto Rican. German, Irish,
okay.
Puerto Rican, Taino, black.
All right. Now, let me ask you this question. Were you born in the United States or were you born in Puerto Rico?
I was born in Puerto Rico.
Which is continentally a part of the United States, so you automatically get citizenship.
Bless your heart. You just made a word up, but it's cool.
No,
if you're
Puerto Rican, you automatically get citizenship.
I'm just fucking with you. Continentally is not a word, but other than that, you're doing fine.
Oh man,
I'm making a little joke. I couldn't hold it in, man. You can't make up words. Yellow flag.
Going back to what he was saying.
And I love it, BZ, and I love it.
Sorry, I'm not allowing. I'm not going to make up no words. If I make up a word, you could throw the flag on me.
All right.
You do not want to be
going back to what he was saying.
The radio voice professor of all facts is in the room, so watch out. Be careful out there.
And you can't make up no words either, theologies or ideologies.
Okay.
This radio station is not a good neighborhood. I'm telling you right now, this radio station is not a good neighborhood. It's scary here.
All right.
It's dark.
So going back to what he was saying.
Scary in the world, but God.
Going back to what he was saying, which I think is very important that we need to understand is that even if you're a part of the continental United States, which means that you're from Puerto Rico or you're from the islands, and you get automatic citizenship. What I wanted to ask him is, did this work to your favor? How did you see this translating into your assimilation and your family's assimilation into the United States? How does that work?
I think it's way against. I don't know, people are very split in Puerto Rico, but I'll tell you one thing. The fact that we have a governor, it speaks for itself. We don't have a president. We have a governor. It should have been the 51st state. Maybe we'd get the same type of social benefits or whatever that those people need. You don't know. If you put on the Spanish station, you speak Spanish, and you see what's going on in Puerto Rico, it is retarded. It's like 11-year-old shot dead, 14-year-old in the trunk, a 13-year-old raped, another one thrown off the building, drugs, this, that, the third,
wow.
Camacho shot in the face. It's retarded in Puerto Rico. And maybe if
you
it's a Native American state, maybe that's what they want, to shit all over it. They did it with Villacas, and so everybody made a big, big deal out of it. All that powder and from the gunpowder and the bombs they was touching in Puerto Rico, they saved that for like the desert. So the fact they were doing it there, and our cancer rate is the highest out of the Caribbean, is a
wow.
funny correlation. And a very
Hold up. Your cancer rate. Wait. Run that back. Your cancer rate is the highest in
the
Caribbean?
I would even guess from my experience personally, I would say like the whole hemisphere, Puerto Ricans, everybody got a relative got cancer or diabetes. And the only difference to me is the powder in the air that we got from the office that they save for the deserts to test.
That's the shit I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Very, very inhumane. Want to be humane and fix every country. Hey, let's go to Syria. No, but what about here? They got their own cops.
Exactly.
They have to fight tooth and nail because of the World Trade Center and then all of you don't want to pay for their, they got cancer because of you. No, we don't want to think about it. You know, they're very, very cold-hearted when they want to be, but things they got to, you know, face up to or acknowledge something that's embarrassing.
That's cold-blooded, man. That's cold-blooded right there. That's cold-blooded.
These guys, what, they're going to steer the next budget? These are the guys in charge of stuff, and charge of our tax money is very scary. How the country is made up socioeconomically about 80% poor, yet 100% of the legislation is six figures and mostly millionaires. But the poorest guy got $500,000. You know, it's very scary. There's no what do we got a college electoral vote for? For fair representation. But look at the economic backgrounds of all of the individuals. They don't even, half of them don't got no poli-sci degrees. They don't need it. They just need money to campaign.
You guys listening to this? Are you listening?
Yes, it's very informative, isn't it?
She's kicking the science, man. I got an ex-girlfriend. And I'm going to tell you, homeboy, I got an ex-girlfriend from Puerto Rico. This was back in the day. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I know all the machinations of Puerto Rico. However, I understand what you're talking about. Fast forward. I understand what you're talking about. And I'm not going to be like the rest of these people who, you know, whatever they do what they do. However, I know what you're talking about. And I was exposed to that, and I was glad I was exposed to that, and I appreciate what you're saying. And this is a new thing that we need to start talking about that we don't know about.
Did Obama say this case tonight, Ron? What you think? Did you play it? What's up? Did y'all hear the speech? What y'all think about the speech?
Ron played it in the beginning of
it. Yes, I heard it. Yes, all facts. I heard it.
What you guys think?
I don't think shit about it.
Oh.
He's a freaking
politician. Well, he didn't
politician.
Really say anything. What did he say?
Said the same thing he's been saying.
Well, he gave you guys, he's a lawyer. He was stating this case to the American people. He was giving you
Whoa.
He said he's fast.
I'm watching him right now.
Right. Now, see, hold up. Before
I
start,
give,
Ron,
I
can I say something?
Bits.
I'm not coming. I'm, I, listen, Ron, listen, you, I
no,
speak
I'm
back.
Sorry.
I don't
be,
have
may
a bias.
I say something?
I don't have a bias.
We have some English.
Go ahead, Jew.
May I say something?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Fire on the phone.
I'll be quiet.
No, I just want you to say, may I say something instead of can I say something? We all know you can. I'm going to have to make you go watch the movie. What was that? That was a fantastic movie.
Ruth, Jew, stick with the topic, please, please.
Oh,
go ahead.
What
I'm
is
quiet.
The topic?
I didn't mean to cut you off. Please stick with the topic, Jew. Go ahead.
Jew reminds me of
the
guy from Die Hard.
The president lying?
Die Hard.
Is it the president lying?
Are you playing
the president making
a
case for war while not making a case for war?
Right, I'm saying he's a lawyer. He presented his case, and I'm asking you what you guys.
He's just a scumbag now.
Right, but come on, guys.
He
presented his case. Well, can I? Right, I just want to. Right now, when I say this, I'm not. I don't have. Look, we shouldn't touch him. Right, that's my opinion. I don't have any biases. Don't say my point. But the evidence that he gave, he said he has factual information that them people use them things.
Well, we
right,
don't know that.
So let me ask you a question.
He said he gave factual information.
So
I'm going with the fact that he gave
it.
So
you don't know
so
who
he blows it up.
If Ron will allow me.
All right.
Guys,
you're
getting,
I'm
trying to listen to you guys. You're getting muddled.
On the biggest self-inflicted wound the country ever had, being 9/11. On the eve of 9/11, you're going to tell me that you know for sure that he used those weapons, that it wasn't somebody else? That it wasn't a faction in his own army, that it wasn't the other side. You know that?
Can I say something? Can you
say
something? May I say something, please?
Yes,
there you go.
You know what's funny? Like, wouldn't that be a job for the UN? Why are we going to throw $3 million bombs away? $3 million, a bomb, we're going to waste over there. We in an economic crisis over here.
The bonds only cost $1.2 million each. But still, your point
okay,
will
even
take
if it. If it's $1,000, what are we throwing $1,000 or any money away ahead, like trying to charge the door open before the UN? We have a UN for that. You know what I'm saying? It's not really. It's weird because it's like they got some kind of little devious plan like Pinky in the Brain when it doesn't make sense. There's nothing they can say, military strategy, to clarify it. It's wrong. Let the UN decide what they want to do and let them send troops from everywhere united to, you know, want to do something if that's the case. But we don't have to lead the way. Every time there's something happened, we want to be the ones to charge in through the door and waste all our bullets and waste all of our ammo. And the guys getting rich, like the ex-vice president, those guys don't look like us, and they ain't suffering our plight. They'll gladly throw a bunch of 18-year-olds out there to shoot their weapons off and make them richer. It's not really our job or our authority in the world. That's really annoying. We're always trying to kick the door in first, be the first ones to be the biggest, baddest killers. You know, but you know, let the UN do it. Let the world decide what should be done to for a country getting aggressive. It looks like they're just trying to fortify something by they preach democracy this and that. It's like they buy nations off like Independence Day. They move country to country, try to like make them fight and then set up their policies and politics. They got a ally or some way to milk a cow. No, it's not. Doesn't make sense to me. I think that's the UN's job.
Well, did you ever look at that? Syria is not a part of the World Bank, and they're not a they do not have a democracy there. So it seems like countries. Excuse me, Alzax. One second, please. It seems to me that the countries that are not a part of the World Bank, these are the countries that we're attacking. Okay, I'm sorry, Alzax.
No, Antoinette, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't hear you talking. I just stepped in. I'm sorry. But I just want to go, right. Well, he's saying, guys, that he has factual evidence that he can see the Razan regime mixing the chemical weapons. He's saying this. He's saying we've seen them mixing them. We've seen the Razan regime put on the gas mask after they mixed them.
okay? He says that the Rezaan regime has the mechanized cannons or, I'm sorry, missiles or rocket type of missiles to shoot the projectiles. After they were shot, they can hear these Rezaan regime reviewing the damage that the because every time someone shoots off a round with military, they always have a casualty type of radius or the expression with a type of casualty. They have to report the number of casualties. That's a fact. He said that they have factual information that they have that. Now, after that, they have skin and they have hair sample testing that sarin gas was used. He presented that factual information to the American people.
Yeah, but you don't know who used it.
You know what?
Now, having said that, we still don't want to go. We still don't want to go. We still don't want to go. So I don't know what he's talking about.
But doesn't this whole story sound almost just like what we heard from Bush.
Oh, I'm sorry. Obama, you mean... Wait. Hold on a second. You mean Obama with the brothers, who's the money man for the Muslim Brotherhood, said it? Is that the one you mean?
Excuse me, gentlemen, may I ask one question, please?
It sounds like someone has a television or something going.
Doesn't sound like it. Somebody has a television in the background.
That's me. Obama is talking right now.
I muted then.
We already heard Obama. Muted.
He's talking live.
But I'll cut it off. No, he was talking live at 9 o'clock.
I'll mute myself.
And then come back with your response after you listen to him.
Dunline.
Isn't this the same reason that they went that they started the Iraqi war in 2003?
No, not the same reason. No. Not.
Well, they said it was because of weapons of mass destruction.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
And that was proven untrue.
Okay,
least,
well, I'm sorry,
to me. At least to me,
it's not the same, Beasley. It's not the same.
Very similar.
Saddam Hussein said he had nothing. Now, even the Russian, I didn't know this. Putin and the United States at that G20 summit, Putin said that he wants the Assad to get rid of all his weapons. Now we're going back to Iraq because when Putin says and agrees that we want Assad to get rid of all his weapons, that's the same thing that they told Saddam Hussein. Now Putin said that to the Russian government. You can't blame that on America. That's factual information. Putin signed it. Putin agreed at the 20.
It's similar that it was a lie then and it's probably a lie now. These dudes lie. I don't believe none of this shit. I believe this whole scenario has been constructed to divert people's attention. Not only has it owned the news, but this is all people.
Right.
This is all people are talking about.
Right.
Anyone who's talking politics or world affairs, everything else is forgotten.
You're right, but
this is not that.
This happened
this
in the
not
world,
that important.
Right?
It's not that important.
Right, but he's saying he has factual information.
I don't believe this dude lies. You keep saying it. Let's not use the word believe.
Okay. I just want to say that, and I'll be quiet, y'all. It's going to take 10 seconds. Me and you are not over there, Beasley. And I always tell you, you have to devise facts. You can find out whether it was used.
Even if they showed it to me in my face, I would know that these people are dishonest and that they're crooked and they've got an agenda to push.
Hold on. What if a family member that survived can tell you, forget the politicians. What if a family member?
That would be a different story.
Okay, but they have that, though.
Does anybody here have a family member that escaped or saw the chemical attack?
No. What I'm saying, Beasley. Okay.
I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead.
Can I interject? I don't believe it. It doesn't make sense to me. Like what happened in Sierra Leone and Africa in general,
right? And you ignore that.
And other elements, they were hacking each other up with machetes. Forget about a nice gas, go to sleep nighty night. That no limbs and torture and children and massacre. Where were we? We didn't care then.
Three to four million people were killed in the Congo. What about the Hutus and the Tutsis?
Of course. Of course. Listen, another thing is, we Obama been talking about closing Guantanamo Bay forever. We, like, don't want to deal with Cuba, but we'll torture people in Cuba. We'll bring them to Cuba, torture them. We don't fuck with Cuba anyways. That makes no sense that we worried about someone else tortured in the world or whatever. We torturing anyone we want. Obama's enacted laws with we can arrest someone for nothing.
Congo doesn't have nuclear bombs. It's about fear, people. It's all about fear. Jerusalem is fearful. Great Britain is fearful. They know that people who have different ideology and religious ideology they do, they have weapons. And what I'm saying is they're scared. It's all fearful. See, we don't live over in the Middle East. We over in America. See, we're over here. We're protected, even though they, you know, we're protected. But over there, it's a cluster of countries, y'all. It's total chaos over there, just like in ancient time. See, we Americans on this phone talking about this, but I've been over there. I know how those peoples live. Those people are starving. They're going to protest. They're going through a whole lot of stuff. When you see them people on camera on how they live, on how their daily life, they don't have a wardrobe like you do. We're Americans. We live in paradise over here, according to them. They don't have insulation in their houses. But what I'm saying is, people, what I'm just saying is, us as people, we don't need to go over there because our bottom line, our military might. It should be a UN peace agreement. If they broke the rules, they broke the rules. I'm just saying Russia, you can't say Russia's saying get rid of his weapons. So the only thing I'm saying is you always can't talk America is the number one culprit. Russia is saying he has to get rid of his weapons anyway. Because I'm just saying, what are the facts? You saying you're not over there. I just want to know, like, it's like CSI. If a CSI can come and he gives me the factual information like DNA testing, it's no believing. It's a fact. It's what I can see. Now, where
you go so far off base,
get the hell out of here. You are so far off base.
Okay, excuse me. N2K? N2K, could you please turn down your television?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Like Obama said, the fact of it is it's been used, but we are debating who used them.
How do you debate that? Why don't you just find out who did
it? No, the fact of it is the chemical, people have died because of certain gas.
Ask
the family members. Ask the people who grieved it. Ask the people in the hospital. You over in America saying you don't believe that shit because you would never imagine going through that shit.
I have a question for you. Going to be quiet?
I know how gas feels. In my life, I felt being suffocated by a chemical gas. That ain't no motherfucking joke, bro.
Are you going to be quiet? Or are you not going to be quiet? You be quiet? If a Jew, a short Jew, walks up to you on a Baltimore street and kicks you in the balls, was it the one angry Jew?
We're at war.
What does that mean? You didn't answer my question. If a short Jew kicked you in the balls, was it the one angry Jew that kicked you in the balls? There's no question you got kicked in the balls by some Jew, but was it the one angry Jew?
Well, he must have been angry.
I mean, could it be that the so-called people that dropped this bomb, let's say even if they was under Assad's regime, you know how it is when you have people in power and you have certain people controlling certain things, you know, you tell them one thing and they do the other. You understand? So, I mean, you know,
it's called lying and bullshit.
You're all being
led around. My friend told me that it's called throwing people a curve.
You're all being led around by one faction or another. I don't even understand.
Right.
Why are you believing Barack Obama, Michael?
That's my question.
I'm not okay. I'm trying to delete that word believing out of my whole life.
Telling the truth. What is it that you believe?
No. I'm saying if he has, he's saying. Oh no. He's saying he has factual information.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. I have not seen it. No, I have not seen it. The senators have seen it. The senators.
How do you know that?
The senators have seen. Listen, because they told me.
And
listen to me. Hold up. Listen to me. I guarantee you it can be declassified. Now, hold up. Now, you're quoting to me. Well, okay, so why did Putin? Putin saying it. Putin said, why did Putin, the ally of Syria, say that we want to disarm his weapon? He signed an agreement saying that we should use it. You know why? Because he used it. It's fact.
So do you believe
we should do something about it? Now, whether we should do something about it or not, that's a whole different subject. But I'm letting you know they have factual information that he used it. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I think. Question.
Why would Putin sign it then? If
these
they didn't have facts, why would Putin say get rid of his weapons? Why would Putin sign it? Why would the Russian leader, who's the ally, who's feeding him weapons, who's feeding the Russian, why would he sign the treaty saying, regime, we want you to get rid of all of your
chemical
weapons?
Did we not
weapons.
Give weapons to Assad?
Why would his ally do it?
Have we ever given weapons to Assad?
Maybe they're playing
Now, has the United States given weapons to Assad?
I don't know. But look, to me, in my opinion, the reason why Putin may have said something is, remember, he has that pipeline that they're building in Syria, and he wants that protected. So naturally, he does not want the United States to come in and destroy that.
There you go. That's an interest.
You know what I think?
Right, now he's putting Assad in the same thing as Saddam Hussein, because when he signed that treaty saying we want, listen, he has something, and now they're saying we want you to get rid of what you have. So now they put in the same thing.
It gets deeper. Let me just say something real quick. I'll be brief. It gets deeper and deeper once you decide to go down the rabbit hole.
Yes.
Once you go into the rabbit hole, they have a conundrum, an enigma, a maze, and an ant farm. You guys are all running around in it.
And I hear there's
that
a really cool espresso bar if you make it right.
Man, these people are professional liars. If you can't see, this is some orchestrated shit. And what really kills me is that conscious people.
Let me finish.
Conscious people. People that understand that there are strings pulling these puppets and making them do the things they do. And we can agree on the goal. And we can see what's happening. And you guys are constantly debating all the what if factors. After you go down that rabbit hole. Man, I got to get out of the rabbit hole. You guys are dragging me down here with you. This shit is bullshit.
You better get Olfax out of the rabbit hole first, because he's sucking up all the air.
Sucking all the air up.
Wow.
I'm just walking around the rabbit hole and hope I don't get sucked down the damn drain.
Why am I in a rabbit hole? I'm going to listen to you. Why am I in a rabbit hole?
Everybody's in a rabbit hole because this whole story has just been created within the past 2 or 3 weeks. No one was saying shit about Syria.
So what is real in the world? So what is real in the world? What is real in the world?
Man, you know what? What's real to me? All right, and we're getting a little bit off the topic.
No,
what
I want to say what's real to everybody.
What's real is what I got going on in my life and what I can control and what I'm doing. That's what's really real. That's what I focus on. This other stuff is interesting. But when I see it take otherwise conscious people into this whole...
It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you when you're cut. Maybe you may have a family member, maybe in the military.
But I don't have a family member. If I did, maybe I would have a little concern, but I would still know it was all bullshit.
Right.
But I would still know it was all bullshit.
That's the question. What's more important?
What is more important?
Yes.
Give
what's
me another
one?
Second, please.
I'm sorry. I don't understand your question. I'll answer them and let somebody else talk.
That's what Obama is saying. What's more important? Like Love said.
What's, you said it's we in the rabbit hole, blah, 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 people. What's more
not
important?
Not blah, blah, blah.
This
is a contrived situation. But go ahead.
Okay, what's more important?
The room.
What should we be focusing on rather than this contrived situation?
Oh, I think each and every person should be doing things to keep their health in good condition, and they should be doing things to continue to earn a living and to take care of your responsibilities and to avoid as much stress and stressful people as possible.
How about the black unemployment
and
rate?
Everything you just said,
high.
Other people are involved in that.
This country from
everything that
other,
you said, BZ, other
saying,
people
I'm
are
not, I'm not saying that they're not, but it starts with the thoughts that you have in your mind.
Black unemployment.
So you never can say you just worry about yourself. You never can make that statement. See, that statement that you just said, you just worry about yourself because
you
can. You
want to just disagree with everything for the sake of disagreeing.
No, because that's why we
have to change. She asked me what we should be doing. She asked me what I thought. Everyone should be doing instead of focusing so much attention on this. And I told her you should be continue. And what my thought is that you should continue to try to keep your health good and keep your life in order. And
so I can't. After I do that, after my health is good and my life is in order, I can't have an arbitrary conversion.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
What in the hell did she just say? What was that word?
I don't know.
Hello,
220. A what?
Arbitrary conversion.
I don't know exactly what arbitrary conversion is, but I understand what you're saying. After you've done
conversation with people.
Right, okay.
Oh, conversation. Well, not on this line. Not when you got all fat sucking up all the air. It's not
bad. Stop.
Two.
Like
hello,
mic,
220.
But everybody's got some jokes.
I am next.
Well, you know,
I just like CSI. I would just talk about the CSI point of view. I never said go and strike them guys. I never said that. See, you trying to twist my words. I would just ask some questions. If I ask you a question, you say that just because I ask you a question that means that I'm saying my conclusion. I'm not saying that. I never said that. I'm just saying the man is presenting. He's saying he has facts.
All facts. What you were saying, though. What you were saying. You were speaking as though the things the president was talking about, the hair samples and this, that is factual.
He was speaking as though there was a limitless amount of hair.
Now, only thing I'm saying that we can prove whether he's lying or not. We can prove whether he's lying or not.
I just assume that he's lying.
I think that's a good assumption.
Hold up, but you...
That's a good assumption.
Okay.
I just assume that he and every other politician
assumption.
Is lying.
Talking,
and they would
so,
have to
so according to you, you don't read. So if you read a newspaper and say a doctor perceives conjoined two twins, separated two joined twins together, you're not going to believe that just because you wasn't there? See, some things is fact. It's documented. He said he has documented information. He said he has recording.
Give me a chance to give it some discernment. I might try to disprove that in my mind, too. A doctor and a politician are probably two different things. Maybe a doctor can act political at times, but a politician I know is a liar.
Excuse
this
me.
Guy has proven
what
all facts
have
proven.
Michael,
what
Michael
is fact?
Do you know
what a fact is?
Michael,
interrupt
you must be quiet now. Just a second. If you have an operation, let's say a hernia operation, and you go into the hospital, they knock you out. You wake up, your hernia is fixed, the doctor's standing over it, and he says, everything's all better. How do you know the doctor did the operation?
How did I know the doctor did the operation? Well, first of all, there has to be more than one person there. Two, he can be taping my operation. They got cameras in the operation room right now.
What do you mean more than one person there?
I can request a doctor
in England who got hungry at lunch because an operation went too long. He left
the
patient
on the table
and went out to lunch.
I can see the scar. I can see the stitches.
You see the scar.
Wait.
He asked me a question, Beasley.
Who cut you open? No, no, no.
If the operation takes too long and the doctor leaves, don't they have to document that?
Julia, how do you know who cut you open?
So what facts do y'all know in the
stuff
world?
On paper. Like when you go to have an operation, they have to list the anesthesiologist. If there is one, they have to
there
list the nurse, the person that runs the machine.
You are knocked out.
They have to, I mean, it's like a legal
It's a legal document.
And love, you can tell where they are, and you can give the time, and you can give the place where it happened, and it's documented, and it's more than one person, love.
Just talk over
him. It's a fact.
He's talking. You let him talk, Mike. Let him talk. Why? I don't know, because he's making a point. He's making a point. As far as anybody knows, is when you're under anesthesia, the flying monkeys from the Wizard of Oz could be doing the operation on you. You just know that you were cut. There's a scar.
It's not just that.
He's making a point.
When you people sign the document when you go into the hospital that gives them permission to operate on you, you never read what it says in its entirety.
Oh,
I take
no.
a pen and I start lining it out because it says that anybody under the doctor's direction may perform surgery on you. That means students, that could be the nurse, that could be the technician, could be the guy who empties the trash cans, so long as he's sterile, puts on a mask, and walks in there under the doctor's direction, he could do your surgery. Doctor could say, here, cut right here, twist this, tie this up, we've just done a hernia operation. He could even sew you together. And when the doctor is standing over your bed, he doesn't have to tell you. See, I line it out. I let my surgery.
See, listen, I know when doctors make mistakes.
I think you're going to
see. Look, hey, love. I know doctors are human and they can make this stuff.
Right.
I know they're corrupted. They can sometimes operate on your. They're supposed to operate on your right side, but
you know
they operate on your left side.
Hold on, dude. I don't think the point.
It's only going
to
take 30
so
seconds.
About doctors.
Dude, you asked me for 30 seconds earlier. Can I get 30 seconds?
Go ahead.
Okay. I know doctors can make mistakes. I know doctors maybe, but see, you guys see, he's talking like he never had surgery. If Jew had surgery before, he wouldn't have these opinions. Exactly. His point is that we don't. If it's anesthesia and all those $5.
My God, you're down, Mike. You're 30 seconds. You're up. Real quick. He's using an analogy. It's not about the doctors. It's about if you haven't seen something, you weren't awake, and you don't know. You don't know.
How
did
you
tell
me that something is a fact or not, though?
That's what he's saying.
You
have to do with the doctors.
Hospital music
question. How do you determine if something is a fact or not?
Listen, if this
I'm listening to the
Jew.
I want to hear Jew and Beasley on this question. All facts, action, Jew and Beasley. How do you determine whether
turn off that Casio
excuse me, who has Jesus Clan? Excuse me.
Somebody being smart.
Who has the music plan?
There you go.
Somebody being smart. That's who's playing it. Somebody being smart.
Mike.
Yeah,
okay, I mean, it sounded good,
saying,
but thank
I,
you.
All he's
doing was using an analogy, and the analogy did not have that much to do with doctors. What it has to do if there's something that you don't see. Okay, how do you know for sure? Now,
okay,
you can use that with a lot
Barack
of things,
Obama
of course. But
so you mean to tell me I can't verify? You mean to tell me when I'm on an anesthesia, you're saying when I wake up, there's no way for me to verify factually who
maybe
operated
there
on
is,
me.
But at that point
No, stop. Listen to him, guys. Listen, I'm using his analogy.
Okay, excuse me. Can we let one person go at a time so that we can understand each other? It's kind of hard when
we heard what I had to say.
Talk over.
That he's using it as an analogy.
Antoinette,
ask the guy that asked the question.
Antoinette, you were saying that if I go on anesthesia, I cannot prove who operated on me, and I question that. But I want to ask
you
and Beasley
when you're under
a question.
General anesthesia, you can't. You just know what you're told, but you don't know.
Listen.
Because when you're under general anesthesia, that's the closest to being to death without dying.
Ooh. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask the whole, and I'm going to be quiet. They call me all facts. I'm going to be quiet. How do you determine what is a fact and what you just can't believe? I'm listening to y'all.
You listening?
I want to know what Jew's point was. What was your point?
See, if y'all can't answer that question, y'all making a fool of yourself.
Well, you haven't given anyone a chance yet, all facts.
Let him answer it. One angry Jew.
Oh, we're ready for me.
You're on the
right?
queue. I promise I won't interrupt you.
Go ahead. You can't make that same promise for Michael. He never shuts up.
No, I can only speak for myself.
Okay, but Jew, can you answer the question if you could, please?
I can always answer the question.
Well, thank you. I would appreciate that.
The first point is most people don't read agreements when they make them, so they have no idea what they're getting themselves into. Second, if you don't read the agreements and you don't know the game that you're playing in, then how can you play it?
Right, if you
okay,
don't
guys,
know
you notice he never answered my question, but I'm going to be quiet and
okay,
let somebody
Mike,
else answer.
Mike, in my opinion, a fact is...
He answered that question, Mike.
Yeah, a fact is, even though you may see it one way, facts and everything else is still as the person perceives it to be. What you may view as a fact to you, and you may find everything that lines up, and that makes it a fact to you, whereas someone else can find something to oppose the facts that you see it. So to me, it's all on perception.
Okay, my birth certificate has the date I was born and it has the time. You're going to I say that's a fact.
Hold on.
Listen to me. Everybody cut me off answering that. I just made
that.
I say that is a fact because I have, first of all, one of my, I have, they cut me off. You see how they treat me unfair, y'all?
I have it right for you. I'm ready to shut up.
Antoinette, fact has no opinion.
Yes.
Fact, we can all see fact. Antoinette. Okay,
but
I'll be quiet.
It's always a contradictory fact. Everyone can always find something that is contrary to the fact that you see. So in my opinion, and I'm giving my opinion, I'm not stating that it is a fact. I said in my opinion, fact is how you perceive it.
That's
because there's always, for every fact that they say is a fact, you can always find something that counteracts that fact. Jew, can we let 220 speak and then you can speak?
Oh, I want to make a statement. I want to make a statement.
I haven't even responded.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Ben, I just have one statement to make. I want you to tell me, Michael, that you can go into a court of law and swear on a Bible or affirm, whatever, that you are telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And here's the question I'm going to ask you. Do you know for a fact that your mother is your mother if you haven't taken a paternity test?
Wow. This guy's crazy, y'all. Listen, don't cut me like Perry Steele. Listen, dude, chill out, Jew, chill out. See, what you're saying right now, you're making a fool. And N2K, you're in the background saying I got busted. He's making a fool of himself.
Man,
look,
don't worry about me.
I will not answer your
question.
Listen, first of all,
don't
I will
worry
first
about
all,
me.
First of all,
don't worry
N2K,
about me.
N2K, shut up. First of
you
all,
can't
I will address
me.
Your
no,
question.
I would never tell you to shut up.
I will address
your question. I ain't never told you to shut up.
That's not being fair.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
They cut all facts off. First of all, Antoinette.
No.
Wow.
Now.
Hello.
Hello.
Antoinette.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Who just said hello, please?
That was Michael.
Adwoa.
Okay. Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Can I respond?
May I respond?
I know that you have got a lot of
Yes, excuse me, folks. Could y'all please let the lady speak, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
We let her speak because she's a lady or she's just a
Jew, please.
Beg your pardon?
just Brendan.
Can we have some common courtesy? Thank you.
Well, if it was common, we wouldn't have this conversation.
Jew.
Well, it's not common, that's for sure. It's too much
Can we have some uncommon courtesy?
Here. But the question was, how do you know if something is true?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
we know
or
things
fact,
that
ma'am,
are true that is that we have all witnessed.
Wait,
we know
that
gravity exists.
He said it was a fact. He's out of
thank you,
fact.
Thank you, love. Exactly. I said, ma'am, what is
gravity,
a fact?
Does gravity act the same way for you and for me?
That's got to be true.
No, it does not.
Well, first of all, Antoinette, Drew asked me a question, and he brought my mother in it, but I would like to address him and you together. I will answer his question. I will answer his question. Once he answered my question, I asked you a question. What is a fact? How can you tell us something that and he never answered my question, so I will not answer his question.
It the way
so
that
you and
to.
Drew and Tukay, you
goodness.
And Drew can go over and fuck each other. Thank you.
Oh, that's
oh,
not
Lord.
Nice.
Okay, that wasn't necessary.
That's not nice.
The
one thing is for sure, you won't be co-creating.
People can make up their own truth.
Be procreating.
You can't make
that
up your own
facts.
Oh,
that was really bad. No butt babies.
Already
you
fail,
and now you doing, now you say shit
think
like that.
People
no
can make up
babies?
Their own
did
truth.
Butt babies?
Yes, I agree.
No
people can
babies.
Make up their own truth. You can't make up your own facts.
A
fact is something
make
that's going to be
it's
proven,
it doesn't
tested.
Change.
You know what? Did she finish what she was saying? It sounded like she was going to say something smart.
Documented,
can she finish what she was saying? Because she was talking about gravity.
And it's going to be the same thing all the time.
I use the example
okay.
of gravity because
that was
it
a good example.
You and it's true
was.
For me.
That's
anything
a fact
that
you can agree
you drop
on.
Is going to fall. It's not going
right.
to float. That's a fact. And what's
that's
also
a fact
is that these queens, these sisters, are the only ones giving birth on the planet. That's
what's
a fact.
This?
Now I don't know who you lay with, but I bet you you're not if you're homosexual you're not procreating. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Excuse me.
That's
some animals
no
have both
like
male
said,
and
you.
Female
no
parts.
No,
some,
we don't
some
know.
Animals have
I
male
have
and female
speciation
parts.
Where you might
and
produce an offspring that cannot reproduce.
So far, so good.
Wait a minute. Homosexuals can't procreate.
No,
that's
they cannot procreate. They're not bringing forth no life.
They can. They can't do it with each other, but they can't
not
still
bringing
procreate.
Bringing forth any life. Good
they
God.
They can procreate what?
Properly.
Yeah, properly. They still
they
can procreate not with
all.
Each other.
No,
with
no,
each
they
other.
Can't,
they can't
procreate
they
biologically.
No
such thing as a butt baby.
Biologically, they
There's
cannot
no such thing
procreate.
As a butt baby. It
they cannot
exist.
Procreate with each other.
Biologically,
they
cannot procreate. Now they can procreate in other ways, but they can't do it biologically. Is what she's saying.
Well, that's what we're
you
talking
can't.
About biologically. I, mean,
so
I understand what you're saying.
Sure,
I know. I understand
you're
what you're
about
saying.
Artificial assimilation. Still, you have sperm from a male and an egg from a female.
Ooh, that's making me hard.
Yeah, and homosexuals don't change that.
I'm really disappointed
in
what I said to
this. A woman can see your best. A woman can see
your best. Excuse me, folks. Excuse me, folks. We have 16 minutes left.
Oh, shit, it's really getting good.
I'm sorry, bro.
So are we hopping over to Perry's? Is Perry open for the night?
Honey, I don't even know. I haven't had a chance to check. I'm sorry.
Like drunk, stumbling from
I'm
one
sure
bar to
the next.
I'm sure
he probably is, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's
but,
me.
I get my homework done.
I'm
I get
back.
Homework
I've
done
been listening.
During the show.
Ain't no more drinking here tonight? Well, fuck it. Let's go to the next place.
Bullshit.
Next door.
Okay, well, look, I drink coffee, so the only thing I can offer you is coffee
no, I got
and water.
A full,
yeah.
I got a full bar down there. I'm good. I'm just speaking. I'm speaking.
Jude,
I'm speaking
we're
in a metaphor,
to make
too,
the
just
point
like you.
That
four,
just
six,
because
eight,
they say something in
ten,
government don't mean that it's true. Is that the point you're trying to make? Excuse
that's,
me,
that's,
point.
That's what we were asking Mike, because he seems to be, he seems to accept what the president said today as empirical truth. Exactly. You hit the, you're right on point. You
okay.
Thanks for bringing
excuse
it right
me.
Around.
Excuse me, Beasley. How many people are on the line? Could you tell me, please?
11.
Tell me who's here.
11.
11. It's not 11 people.
There's a lot of people on the line.
Oh, okay, Ron. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was you.
I'm
okay,
back.
Okay, well, Ron, thank you.
Yes.
Ron, can you go down the list and let everyone give a closing statement? If
there's
11 people on the line, that gives me like 2 minutes.
No, it's so early for early.
It's not early, honey. It's quarter off. We'll be off in 15 minutes.
I have to give a minute apiece. No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
He said, no, absolutely not.
Well, you have to listen to what he says. If he says no,
that, I love
to
hear and I respect what you say, but no. At the show,
no.
I just muted all facts. And Michael, look, man, don't talk that shit on my show. The next time you do it, I'm going to come on your show. You ain't going to know it's me, but I'm going to rip it up. Don't be fucking with my show.
Uh-oh.
Don't be fucking with my people on this show. Don't be calling people names. Fuck you and fuck yourself. But look, bro, you have some stability in your fucking mind when you speak to other people. Because, brother, if I was going to speak, you talk to me, I'd fuck you up. So be cool, man. Don't quit that bullshit. I don't want to take your shit so emotional, man. This ain't what it's about. This tonight, I let the show go. Ever have fun with it, but usually don't have. Have some respect. Be cool, and you know everybody. Just be cool with each other. Love each other once. I know it sucks, but hey, let's do it. Let's tell each other you love each other, and everything's cool, man. Yeah, we
at least be nice. At least be civil.
Right, we're living in a fucked up world. It's all fucked up.
I think so.
Like, like
right, if
people,
I want to go argue people, I go fuck with the conservative people.
Right.
I go fuck with those conservative fuckheads. If I want
to
argue and get nasty.
Talk to the dumb fuckers. Right. Don't talk to people
don't
fuck them.
The
fucking
mouth breeders.
Right.
That's a good message.
Mouth
I call
breeders.
Them cocksuckers, but that's
mouth breeders, they call them. That's what the guy called me on the other show. He said, you're a mouth breather.
Can I give my closing remark? I want to get out of here real quick.
All right.
I want to get out of here real quick.
Cannot be.
I got
you're stuck fucking here with the rest of us. Welcome to the Twilight.
Oh,
right.
N2K, we're holding you
hostage. In the rabbit hole.
You holding me hostage, Ron?
Yeah,
you
but I'm glad to hear 20 level here tonight. I'm glad to hear your voice. Really, baby. I love hearing your voice.
Yes, isn't it wonderful that 220 came to visit us?
I dig her.
All right. I want to give my closing remarks, though.
You ain't got
you're
none.
You're stuck in the rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole. But no closing remarks tonight. That's been discontinued for the evening.
And what the hell, 2020, how you come in and just get on my shit and just, like, you just the one, and you can just dictate what's going on with my camp?
Her name is Jackie Brown.
She can do that.
In the rabbit hole with everybody else. Somebody else said it first. Or just repeated it.
Well, I'm gonna come and scoop your ass, your little young ass up.
Man, she'd fucking turn
you.
Ain't nobody else heard that. That was between me and her.
That's a far more loving statement than calling people names.
220 love. I guarantee you'll get your ass kicked and your feelings hurt at the same time. Don't fucking
No. She's from Atlanta.
Yes.
I'm from Oaktown.
Yeah, I know where she's from, though. She's really from
that.
Atlanta, but I guarantee you. I know the girl. I've been talking to her for over a year or so.
It's not a problem.
I'm telling you, brother, don't fuck with it. I'm warning you.
Man.
I'm warning you. Don't fuck with it.
Well, guess what?
Tear you up.
Now that you're telling me not to fuck with it, that makes me want
to
fuck with it.
You've been warned. You have been warned into. You've been warned.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. You're on your own now, motherfucker. Go ahead. Go for it. Jackie, fuck him up.
To Jew? I want to know, that's what he said, that we can't trust the government because they lied to us. That's what you're saying, Jew, basically?
Jew left. Jackie, he's gone.
Oh, my bad.
Wow. I'm saying that. Beasley's saying that.
Oh.
Mr. Beasley, what was that show that had that butler named Mr. Beasley? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Beasley was... Family Affair?
Yes.
Mrs. Beasley was the name of her doll.
You're right, it was. It was the name of her doll. And the butler's name was Sebastian Cabot.
This is a complete...
Yeah, I used to have that doll.
Yeah, it's Family Affair,
when
Mr. French.
When I was
French.
Little. Yeah.
You know,
his real name was Sebastian.
Buffy and Jody.
Cabot.
Buffy and Jody were the kids' names. Fuck, I'm old.
Yeah.
And all this
all this medical cannabis, and before it was even medical, and this memory is still sharp. It's amazing. Mrs. Beasley was the name of her doll. It was Buffy and Jody, Mr. French, and Brian played the other guy, the widower.
Yeah.
Since,
now that we've covered that, long-term memory. It just only messes with your short-term memory.
I had to go have a psych evaluation done one time. And the Mr. Wreck, did you play with dolls when you were a kid? I said, yeah. I made G.I. Joe fuck Barbie, and I made Ken watch.
Oh, my.
Right. Wow. Ouch. Wow. He did it. And none of them had any genitals, so that was probably interesting. I don't know how they did it. They just dry humped. Excuse me.
I can't stop my kid. No, I've seen liquid. I used 3-in-1.
All right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But anyway.
Brian, you are so low, I can barely hear you.
What?
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll pump up the volume. All right, is that better?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am talking on a Samsung C-Track microphone, thanks to the folks at Samsung.
Yeah, you're faint.
What's that?
You're faint.
I'm faint?
You're faint. I'm not hearing your voice as clear as hearing it a moment ago.
You cannot hear me.
I can hear you, just not as well.
Hang on. Let me see. Okay. Is that better?
That's better, but you're just like in and out.
Okay.
Keep your mouth close to the phone.
I'm on a microphone.
There you go.
Studio microphone. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
It's like a cell phone.
Can you hear me now? Loud and clear.
All right. I'm trying to be civil.
What are we doing next? I'm sitting here boiling eggs. I got potato chips, dip.
I'm hungry too.
What are we doing next?
Let me smoke this blunt and I'll be over.
Oh, he got to smoke a blunt. He got to smoke a damn blunt.
Hey,
damn.
In the Bible, a bear's seed is for you. That's what it says.
Well, I can run and I got rice and gravy and some chicken wings that I did in the gravy, a turkey gravy sauce. Oh, my God.
N2K. Hey, brother. N2K.
I hurt myself with that.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Ron, you letting Mike come back?
trying to go on what he was saying, if it was true. Is that right or not?
Right. I'm just trying to say it's what he's saying is true. He's saying he's fat information. Regardless, nobody don't want to go. And another question was, if he's saying this, is he still going to strike with, even if they reject it, if he's still going to strike anyway? Because he still had the power. That's my whole question. That's what we all waiting for.
Well, that's
because they're going to strike him down because 80% of the American people don't want to go. But I'm just saying tonight he stated his case. That's why he's saying he has factual information, y'all. That's all. That's all I was saying. I never said that we should go over there. We shouldn't because we're outnumbered. Our military, we need to thank you for. I understand that. But he said he has the facts. That's all.
So it's that word, it's that key word, facts, that gets you going. If someone tells you, never mind, I'm not going to fuck with you.
Because that's what we...
No,
okay,
no,
and,
no, I'm going
and,
on this.
And another thing, when that lady says that women appropriate men and women...
He's not
going
to do you the same thing.
No creature cannot come in this world without a man's
sperm. When he has the opportunity to go in,
no
human
can come in this world without a man's sperm. Men and women need each other. That's the problem in relationships.
Let me ask you a question,
Right.
I love you.
Yeah, you can have male sperm and be a homosexual male.
Oh,
right.
whoa. How
and to have a creature,
here?
You need a female's egg. You and I'm saying to have another human being, you need a female's egg. So it's both male.
Yeah,
right.
and that female can also be homosexual too, right?
Right, but we're talking about
being homosexual has nothing to do with procreation.
Oh,
exactly. She's right.
Being homosexual means what
because
you prefer
because
the pleasure.
Because love.
It has
because,
nothing to do with your reproductive organs.
Right, love, because when someone says they're both ways,
but she's homosexual,
that's
she's going to
sit
up on you, man.
She's going to
sit with the shit up on you,
procreate. But
love,
being homosexual has nothing to do with your reproduction organs. It's just your choice in sexual preference.
Hey, love, when someone says they go both ways, I say, hold up, you're homosexual. Because there is no, because if you get aroused off the same sex, you're homosexual. That's it. There's no both ways. You can't.
Oh,
it ain't,
you're from
it
both
no
ways.
One of the
bisexual.
Other.
That's what everybody says.
Hey,
no, it's not. No, it's not.
Hypothalamus
gland.
Look at a.
Hold on, Anthony.
Excuse me. We have three minutes left, Ron.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm cutting everybody off. You're done. Check this out. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on the show tonight. And I want to say thanks to my co-host, Antoinette, the most sexiest voice on VTR Live. But I want to thank everybody for here tonight. You know you are sexy. I love you, baby.
Oh,
anyway,
my.
Anyway, I want to thank each and everyone for coming tonight. You guys go ahead and tear each other up the rest of the show. I don't want Perry to be there. If not, I'll be there. I'm almost inebriated for Perry's show. If you've not had any alcohol in your body now, before you go on to Perry's Steel Show, get drunk before you go.
I won't let you in.
He does require a breathalyzer.
Well, there's only exception for Antoinette. So that's it.
Oh, well,
anyway,
thank you.
I love y'all. I appreciate y'all calling and coming in tonight. It's great. It's a good show. And y'all have fun.
Yes,
have a good
thank
night.
Thank everyone,
anyway,
please.
Yeah, hang out and do whatever. And I will see you on Perry's show. And I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. It'll
9
be 9 o'clock
Eastern.
On the East Coast.
The title of Perry's show was The President's Speech Was Full of Lies.
Oh, my.
So you're going to have fun on this one, All Facts with him.
Not Barack. Yeah, All Facts, go on the show. See if he kicks you. I know he probably will, but, hey, I'll hang with you.
Okay, folks,
you go,
we'll see you here
go,
tomorrow, and we'll
go,
see you at Perry's show in a few.
All right.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm
going to
sleep.
Okay, 220. It was good seeing you. Jackie.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jackie. I said 220.
220, 240.
Okay, well, it was good seeing you, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good one, folks. We'll see y'all later.
Yeah, Pierre's about to cut us off, so you know how it is. You know, same old shit, another day.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been great. It's a great show. Antoinette, thank you, sweetie.
Yes.
You know, you're always great.
Oh,
as usual.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Nicole didn't come in tonight. I don't know what's up. Her or Brother Weston come in, so we'll have to
call him.
What's up?
Sister Agonia was a speaker at another show.
Oh, okay. Why do you need
her
as a speaker on this show? Right.
To do a female... To give a female perspective of President Obama's speech.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so you know
cool.
That has to be interesting. Yes.
Well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
we're done.
To send me the link to it so
GPR
I can hear it tomorrow.
So, yeah.
Okay. Have a good one, folks. Thank you for.